Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 46.
The Sweet Life of Bullzord and Cody.
wasn't that funny? yes. So, I swear by the time this goes up, I'll have the corresponding threads open on the... in the podcast section, even though we're not really taking into consideration what people think, and we're just doing it.
What do you think? You're stupid!
We do that already.
But, did it not... Yep. Me. So basically, the RR&R segment is going to branch off into its own show. I don't know when it'll go up. As of right now, I'm guessing either Sunday or
2013.
Monday.
2013. Oh, I'm just
probably. But, I mean, it's still going to be us. There'll be a fourth person, whenever we deem fit. We'll bring in people to replace one of us when we can't do, like, part of the segment. Like, when Kevin couldn't do Digimon because he never watched it because he's stupid. Yeah. So situations like that,
you know what?
We'll bring in another staff member that's actually seen it. I'm just talking over you. So be on the lookout for that. We're looking forward to it kind of getting its own little life. So needless to say, Ramble Time will now be a weekly segment, so we won't forget what happened that week. And
the Facebook question of the bi-week list will now be the weekliness?
Yeah.
Am I going to call it that every week now?
So don't, like... Dilly dall didn't that fuck it. I screwed that one up.
Dally dillying.
Dilly dally. P Diddy? I don't know. basically, don't delay any of your Facebook answers now, since they will only be there for a week until you start reading them. So yeah. That's really about it for announcements. I do want to kind of gauge everyone's opinion about how we structure the news, particularly this week, since it'll be a pretty close... style to what I have planned for the next season. So, just kind of pay attention to the little discussion threads, and we're just trying to work out the kinks to make a better show for you guys, so. True chiz.
Heart. True chiz heart.
Also, feedback.
Ultimate feedback. Oh, wait, that feature's gone. yeah, please leave feedback. I mean, we love Kiefer's long essays that he's required to write each week now, and I think... he's saddened by that in some way. We like your comments. Where'd they go? Damn it, now I have to do an essay every week. And then we get feedback from John and occasional things from Chris, but we don't really see any other feedback, and we like to read it.
Yeah.
Even I like to read things sometimes.
Sometimes. The rare occasion. So,
you should make the feedback the movie, and then I would be all over it.
On to the one-ups.
Yup, blog time.
So, I have it open this time, so ha.
Yeah.
Let's see, Friday, I picked up Kid Icarus. Hooray. So that's pretty fun. I'm not that far into it because I had a lot of school crap going on this week. But, excuse me. There we go. So I haven't really played it all up. God damn it.
Damn, someone's trying to kill Brian in the middle of the podcast.
Hold on.
Oh, thank God.
An assassin!
Brian, why is there a red dot over your forehead?
I'm an Indian. So, I picked...
Oopa. Sorry.
Picked that up. So that's pretty cool. Went over to Toys R Us. I was fortunate enough to find Double Trouble and Cinder there. So I picked those guys up, and then I got some... apparently minuscule part of my birthday present from Kat. Cool necklace and some keyblade, little replica keys.
Screw cat.
Okay.
No, not literally. Please don't. No one wants that image.
And then Saturday I had states. Don't want to talk about that at all.
Yeah, because you lost again.
I was 2-0, and then I lost 5 in a row because my deck wouldn't freaking cooperate. Like, I don't know how you can go from having such terrific, awesome starts to whatever crap the rest of the day handed me. But
I know exactly how. You didn't have the heart of the cards.
Apparently.
You didn't feel the flow.
Well, after I started with a lone Oddish twice, I kind of lost the heart of the cards. Fucking
heart
Oddish.
Heart of the cards. Damn Oddish.
So, now that happened. Sunday, though, I went and seen The Hunger Games. Really good movie. Books are better, but...
Oh my God.
Just saying. And then after that, went out to eat, and then I went and stopped at Toys R Us because it was right across the street, and... Went in there, they had nothing. I was like, damn, this sucks. And then as soon as I was about to leave, the guy was putting out Dragon's Peak Adventure Packs. I was like, Zong Skylanders! And I grabbed one, and then and I was at the checkout, and he was like, yeah, that was good timing, huh? I was like, yeah. I was like, I think you put those out because you've seen me.
Like, oh my god, Shukun Shinobi's here. Quick, put it out.
But I haven't got to use any of these new characters yet, but they look cool on my desk.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to pop any of them either.
And then Monday, I got my Mandarake package with the Transpod and SIC Cyclone Joker in it.
Mandarake!
I got this little tiny Scraggy plush from Dawson's GSG for a nice little cheap price, so I'm thankful for that. And I also got my 3-pack of Kid Icarus AR cards from Club Nintendo. I forgot what I got, so don't ask.
Get them, Reggie!
Go get him, Reggie. My Reggie,
Reggie's attacking a ghost.
My Reggie killed the diamond golem and freed the princess. He's an ace.
He freed you? Aw, that's so sweet.
He freed transvestite me. And then today, Super Saiyan 3 Goku figure art showed up, and oh my god, this thing sucks balls. Like, it's just the Goku body with a new head, pretty much.
Except orange.
For some reason, they thought it would be cool to just spray paint the entire fucking figure orange. Like, hair, face, clothes. There's just orange everywhere. His, like, arms and hands are, like, pure orange. They're more orange than his actual clothes. And it's just...
Can we get an orange counter on the bottom of the screen?
It's an absolutely pitiful-looking figure. Which is sad, because the sculpt on the head and the hair and everything's really good. The hair's all poseable. Like, it's a good figure. It's just... I don't know what enticed them to make so much orange everywhere. It's gross, kind of.
Do his arms pop out like Piccolo and Goku's did?
You could. You could switch his arms with Goku's arms.
Well, no, I mean, like my Goku and Piccolo's easily just came out. Like, I'd be posing and be like, all right, here's your articulation. Oh, there goes your arm.
No, it's pretty tight in there. That's good. Pull on the shoulder, and it brings the shoulder down instead of popping the arm off, so... Like I said, it's a good figure. It's just...
Not a good figure.
Not painted right.
Sorry.
It's one of those rare instances where the sculpt's really good, it's just not painted good. As opposed to, like, being painted good, but the sculpt sucks. I don't know.
I just exploded.
It comes with these cool little, like, energy ring key things to attach to the stand, and it comes with a generic...
Oh, surprise! Awesome said that. Wow, I didn't know he was going to do it.
The requirement.
Never said that before.
Anyway, that's all.
And just the tangent about Goku?
Well, it just pisses me off.
Okay, let's see. What happened to me? Alright, I guess I'll go with Skylanders things first. So I also got Skylanders.
Fucking orange.
The one I'm just going to be called orange now, just for today. No, fucking orange. I'm sorry. So
that's
wasn't
what
it the 21st that they said they're supposed to get Skylanders in?
Yeah.
And you found yours the day after, right?
I didn't find mine until the 23rd.
Okay, because so I remember it was like right after. Because, yeah, they said they were going to get Skylanders the 21st.
Yeah, they said they were going to get them on Wednesday, and they did get them in. They just didn't get anything new in.
And they're like, put it in a cart and stacks them up behind the counter, and they're like, the new list price on each Turbo Man doll has gone up! Now everyone fight for a ball, and it was like crazy. I'm like, I already have these, bye, I don't want Booster. And so I was all sad, and then Brian's like, I got Double Trouble, and Cinder, I'm like, yay, and Soundoff's like, I found everything. I'm like, I hate you. I'm gonna knock your fedora off your head, and then you'll be bald. I don't know. Anyway, so then I did end up finally finding those two and the Dragon Speak set at my Toys R Us like a couple days later when they said they were going to stock three packs. So they got those. And then today I got the Terrafin set at Target, which I'm missing. Terrafin! Okay, sorry. Requirement. And that was a surprise since I haven't seen Skyliners at Target since like Christmas. And then I decided to just swing by my Toys R Us and they had the Empire of Ice pack, and I was all excited, and it was only one, and I'm like, hey, you're a fusion of Big Chill and Shock Squatch and Forearms and stuff. So that was fun. And I picked up the Samurai Megazord Mega Blocks because I had a 50% off coupon. And I just watched the rerun about coupons on Two Broke Girls last night. It seemed fitting. And then I bought 40 boxes of cake mix. Episodes of cake mix. That's it for here purchases. I got my awesome GoBuster gadgets, and those are all like super fun and stuff, and I play with them. It sounded wrong. But other than that, I've just been playing Mass Effect. I'm almost done, and it's so epic and awesome and all that. Go, Kevin.
Okay, well, I'm still waiting on the CS Toys boxes to get here with my GoBuster keys. And Mr. S should be shipping out my Sky High that I bought from him, as well as Legend Switch Set 1. I am awaiting AmiAmi to get in a Gombroid binder so I can pay for that order. Because that damn thing had to come out like in the middle of this week as opposed to at the end of last week, like all normal toys. Oki was probably going to be getting me a box together by the end of the week with a bunch of switches and another one of those Armor Plus Ronin Warriors. This time it's the green one. And the Rouse card archive. And that's going to be fun. And I got Kid Icarus. And I have my free cards from Club Nintendo coming on the way. And I pre-ordered the Lego Batman 2, and what was the other one? Epic Mickey 2. I tried to pre-order Pokemon Black 2 and White 2, and they said, that's not available right now. And I was like, whoa.
Cool story, bro.
I was like, really? And they were surprised, and then they were even more surprised that Mickey 2 was in the system because it was announced like a day earlier. And they were like, whatever. But, so that was fun.
Did you just get on Wii or did you get the 3DS one too?
Just got on the Wii for right now. I don't know if I'm going to get on 3DS yet or not. I might. I didn't get the first one on DS, so I don't know.
Because the first one wasn't on DS.
It wasn't?
No, this isn't even the sequel. It's a different game. As far as
Wait, for what?
The 3DS.
No. Which game?
Epic Mickey.
Oh, they're talking about Batman.
Oh.
Sorry. No, I didn't find out until like today about the 3DS Epic Mickey, so no, I didn't put that money down yet. But I'm going to be. I just no. And actually they didn't ask when I put
if I might have not known about it yet.
Yeah, so
should have known.
I just like it because I really like the 2D Mickey games for Super Nintendo and stuff.
Yes, thank you. I know exactly what you're talking about, and they're awesome. But I think that's actually it. Because I haven't gotten anything in. I've just been putting up reviews because I have this huge backlog like everyone else does. And hoping to get a
My backlog hasn't moved an inch.
Ryan's backlog has a backlog.
Here's my review for the Deluxe Ghost Egg Rage. Just came out.
Every time I get close to digging into the backlog, the new stuff comes out.
Like Brian's like, all right, here's my backlog box, and then like, new box just slams on top of it. Oh, Scraggy! Just throws a Scraggy in his head.
Like, it's hilarious to me that Brian's so far behind.
Hey.
This is what happens when you just get sick all the time, Brian.
Yeah.
It's because Kat's always sick.
They're all always sick. I think what happens, they just infect each other.
I'm not sick that much.
I think the recommended, you know how you have the, you know, on YouTube, they have a little recommended thing? I think they tried to recommend me my own video.
It's done that to me before.
Like, I wasn't paying attention, so I navigated away from the page. But I saw the little picture, and I'm like, wait, that's one of mine. Yep, here's one of mine right here. I'm like, this is ridiculous. You're recommending me my own video and about 12 of Dawson's. I don't want to watch Dawson Writer reviews. That guy sucks, and he's rude to his viewers.
So many passion. Apparently not listening.
What?
So he's apparently not listening.
Who, Dawson?
Yeah.
I'm talking about soaps.
Oh yeah, well, I'll go find Chris and Kiefer and talk about lesbians and bad toy reviewers.
Oh my god, the things that go on with these people. But I think that's going to be do it for my onesies.
Yep, that's going to be do it.
Nego's still a lost toy. I haven't bothered to try to find him yet. Just saying. For anyone who's interested in
Nego's still a lost toy.
Toy Story 4, the search for Nego. He's still needed and being found.
I'm more interested in finding Nemo 2, Bitch is Lost Again.
Finding Nego 2? Yeah. Yes. Horrible, horrible people we are. Yep.
It's the same person that keeps asking about the Magphone review. I want to have him killed.
That was a lovely sentiment.
That was nice of you.
Now it's time for the newsies.
Yay, newsies.
Why can we have newsies and not onesies? It's just ridiculous.
Because you don't want newsies.
Because I make newsies fun. That sounded gay.
Oh, I know you're gay.
Alright, so our first batch of newsies involves toys, because everyone loves toys.
Yay, toys.
So, first up, we have the Figure Arts Akiba Rangers have release dates. Red is for June, blue is for July, yellow is for August. Yay, yeah. That's all.
Bitches.
I still think they look awesome, and I'm excited for them, because I think they're going to be good toys.
I think they're whores, and they should die.
Just like you.
But,
So, continuing along the Figure Arts path, we have the Toei HeroNet exclusive of Shocker Rider.
Yay! Keeper Rangers greater than Shocker Rider.
Pretty much. So, Shocker Rider is obviously Shocker's Rider, and in the...
That explains the name.
What shows... Is he from the original Kamen Rider, or is he from V3?
He's from Mass Rider?
I didn't ask. I didn't see the box yet.
Fine, whatever. But anyway,
I'll look it up.
There's six of them, and they all have different color scarves. So there's a yellow one, a white one, a green one, a blue one, a purple one, and a pink one. And so the figure comes with all six different color scarves, so you can make whatever color you want. And so the awesome people of this fandom are enticed to buy six of them in order to get one of every appropriate color as presented in the show.
Because they're stupid.
I would like to point out that each one is going to be about 4,500 yen. So, have fun with that, guys. Oh. Have fun. I'm going to buy one, keep it a yellow scarf just because it matches his gloves and his boots, and call it a day.
I might give mine a blue scarf just because I like blue, but...
I was considering, like, the white scarf. I kind of like the white, but I'd rather just go for the yellow and go for the consistency. Next up, we have the next two Tamashii Web exclusives that do not feature penises.
Damn.
They're set for release for August. They're Edgy Greed and Kyoryu Greed, which is Dr. Maki!
Dr. Maki!
Miss
that penis.
Oh, he's so cool. So, Edgy Greed's going to come with a Tamashii stage and a purple Tatoba head. So no, you don't have to buy a whole new figure, which is a disappointment for some, or hooray for others, depending on how you want to look at it.
I'm going with the hooray. I'm just saying. I just want to put that out there for everyone.
And Dr. Maki comes with a different Tamashii stage and a little Kyo-chan.
Baba Molly!
Presumably.
I'm excited about the Kyo-chan.
I know, right? It's so demonic and weird looking. Just kind of staring like into your soul. And
I don't have a soul, Brian.
That's cool.
I sold mine.
So,
on this podcast.
Those are for... How much is Oki? Slime was for 46.
Oh, 46.75, I believe.
46.75.
Let me check the spreadsheet just to make sure, but I believe it's going to be 46.75 per. So let's. Excel is running a little slow at the moment. Mm. We'll get there.
Okay, we'll get there.
Come on, Excel, open the fuck up. All right, here we go. 46.75 for the two greeds. That'd be each, of course.
Yeah.
Some idiot's gonna think I'm mean for both. I had 45.50 for Shocker Rider. Okay. So, you idiots are like, I gotta buy six. Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha. So those look really, really awesome. I love those.
They do. I'm glad to finally complete the greeds.
Them. I think they're fantastic.
I just like more greeds.
Oh yeah, the greeds are epic.
Like to buy grills. Greeds to fill my greed and then grill them when I get hungry. I don't know.
The hunger grills.
The hunger greeds.
So, on the SIC front, we have a prototype picture of Kiwami Kuga.
Kuga!
So the cool guy joins the
Yomi Gaiere Kuga Kokonino Energy.
Yep. And
Kuga.
It's a battle frontier.
For the full functional SICs that are expensive and shit. We have O's Tautoba combo, which is just a design sketch right now. But if the figure looks anything like the design sketch, oh my god, I need this.
It's gonna be legendary.
He's got these big, like, tiger paw things. The bata legs are kind of creepy looking. I probably won't use those, but... Oh, the tiger claws!
Tiger claw!
Tiger claws! I don't know.
What's the new guy here?
I know that Brian's a homo.
Moving away from figures and getting into roleplay toys.
Yay!
We have
are finally
some,
here.
Some...
Oh, that's for private discussion.
Premium Bandai things.
We role playing with them.
We got the switch rack.
Fuck my life.
That nice little switch rack thing for like 1,500 yen. That's cool.
I don't know. I'll be stabbing myself. What? 15,000.
15,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 14,000 Zoki's price.
Okay, 14,000. I'm sorry. It was a whole $10 off.
Look, so. That $10 is important. Okay.
That can hold your. 40 switches.
I have more than 40. What do I do?
Lose. And that comes with a little switch that Kengo's dad had in the first episode.
Apparently. It turned you into Slam Bam. I solved that today.
It's like it's covered in ice. It could. Mm-hmm.
Looks like it comes with that pack. It looks like you'd put it on the Portal of Power and it'd give you more levels.
What else was announced for exclusivity? I know the horoscope switch was,
which Oki doesn't know about yet, and even though I sent him a picture of it,
because it's not up anywhere, it's just there. Was there anything else? That might have been the only two things.
I think that might have been. That's all I know about.
I don't know about anything else. About, but then again, yeah, I don't know.
No one here knows anything. Yeah, what's a mag phone? Is that a magi phone just without the high?
That's what I thought.
Without the high.
Ooh.
Now I remember.
What?
I need to get there first.
Well,
the suspense
it,
is killing me. It's making me have to pee.
I wish things would kill Dawson. Hey, what?
That's for later.
Okay. So along with those two things, we also have some pictures of the FMC series base states with the module set SP.
Fuck my cock.
Base states is all clear and stuff. But the other exclusive thing I was thinking of is the Fuck My Cock Series DX. It's deluxe. A fully painted base states And then it includes all 40 modules. Or complete module set. It does it have... I don't know if it has Billy the Rod or the He-Hat Gun or the Bears and Sword, but...
I like my rod.
But it's got all the other ones, so... That's... I think the same price as the Switch Rack.
Oh my god.
Where you go, Dawson. Go buy your Fuck My Cock series.
I just wanted the one.
Nope, you want them all.
I only needed to Fuck My Cock once.
That can't be right. That's just the price for the Switch Rack.
Man, like that's ridiculous for an FMC series.
There's a picture here.
I mean, maybe for the Banff series.
It's $8,000 for the set.
Ha, it's not over $9,000 yet.
Go buy it.
And it comes with a little like diorama of the testing room. And you can put all the modules on the wall or something like that. So, that's
some weird shit going on.
Yeah. So, that's all for toys. So, yay, toys.
Bye, toys.
I like toys.
Have fun buying all those, Kevin.
I will kill you in your sleep.
We have the Red Buster.
Red Buster!
Good old Hiromu. He's getting a character song, which we haven't had in a while in Sentai.
Will it feature chickens?
Yay. No, but it will feature Cheetah Nick.
I love Nick Cheetah.
They'll be singing a duet called One Wish, One Day. That'll be on the mini album, along with songs called Perfect Mission and Buster Machine Hashin.
Buster Machine.
That's getting released on April 25th.
Hashin!
So yay, songs. Yep. So, every year, the Kamen Riders always have a Hyper Battle video where really crazy shit happens. And it's not canon, and it's just a little kangaroo medal, and then it makes you buy a magazine to get a little medal. So, presumably the same thing's going to happen again, except with this weird clear
kangaroo
drill
medal
switch.
Again?
No, a clear drill switch.
A kangaroo switch.
Life.
But Forza's Hyper Battle video is set to feature Amazon.
I am Amazon.
For some reason... I don't know, but Amazon finds this clear yellow drill switch, and he's all like, ooh, Tomodachi! And, yeah, he makes friends
and
with
then
the
he burps right in Forza's face.
He burps because he
with a disgusting
soda.
Little Amazon mouth.
And so there's this picture here of this weird Forza, where his suit is the Rocket States, his helmet is Base States, and then on his arm, he's got this weird fusion between the Rocket Switch and the drill switch.
The real switch. Or the docket.
The docket. The drocket. Let's drock it.
And let's drock it.
Yuki looks like some sort of fake show.
Look, well, Yuki is adorable.
So, I don't really
know. I love Yuki.
In that awkward moment when you can't distinguish the Hyper Battle videos in Forza from the show.
That's just, look, that's uncalled for, Dawson. That's the kind of thing that... that's unproductive, really.
That's a true
fact. What's the point of having Amazon in the Hyper Battle video? Why does Japan love Amazon so much?
There's only 24 episodes. It got canceled. Didn't even get a final season of 13 episodes. Pathetic.
Because, I mean, Amazon was quick to get a figure art. Amazon got its own world in Decade. Like, Japan loves Amazon.
I don't know. It's like their MMPR. Sort of.
It's probably because he eats people.
Probably. And he looks like a Muppet, so I think he's a Muppet.
It's not easy being green.
It's not easy being Green Ranger.
JDF knows. It was so hard that he forgot all the other colors he was.
So, to continue? It's so stupid, I don't even know anymore. Continue the string of really senseless crossovers. Apparently, there's going to be a Forza and Shin-Chan crossover.
And when they have butt sex?
Which,
that's
probably...
what the picture told me.
Upon hearing this, seven members of Watto killed themselves.
There hasn't been any sort of Rider Shin-Chan interaction since Deno. But apparently they want to do it again. So it's going to take up 2 slots for Forza and 2 slots for Shin-Chan. It's unknown whether they're going to be full, like, episodes. They're just going
to
be...
I have to summarize this garbage!
Little mini things before the show, or what's going on exactly, but yeah, there's going to be two in Forze's time slot, two in Shinchan's time slot. One on the 13th, one on the 15th, and then one on the 27th, and one on the 29th. So, yeah, that's all we really know right now. Other than it's kind of like half going to be half Toku and half anime.
I think I hear Dawson right
or
now.
Or something. I think Dawson's killing himself. But
he's slitting his wrist as we speak.
I don't know. I never actually watched the Deno one. I have it downloaded because it came in the batch that I downloaded, but
I never watched
it. I never actually watched it. Mostly because I've seen some dubbed Shin-chan episodes that were on Adult Swim and I wanted to shoot myself. But
I think I remember looking at it and then I had that reaction because I wanted to kill myself. I said, why did I submit myself to this? This is the stupidest thing I've ever watched in my entire life. And that's now. That's considering I watched Ghostsager.
Anyway, so look forward to that in April.
That's a good one. Save that and tell it again later. I'll enjoy it just as much.
We have some new information about cosmic states in the Aries Zodiac.
Ooh.
We all know about the cosmic switch and the bears and sword and all of that. The sword can use two switches.
Witches and bitches.
Do different final attacks and stuff. His final attack is the Rider Super Galaxy Finish. And he's basically the god mod of Kamen Riders.
God mod.
God mode. Those little panels on his chest, when he touches them, he activates the switch without needing the switch.
It's just what like the Complete touch. Should have been.
Yeah, pretty much. So, and on top of that, he can, like, do, like, double time. What double?
Like, overtime.
If he hits launcher and freeze, which are normally on the same leg, they'll combine, and then he can fire, like, freeze missiles.
That's like an ultimate Samus form. Or the haywire. Haywire. That's a haywire magic right there.
So I guess he can, like, mix powers of switches, too. I don't really know exactly, but...
Bye-bye, other forms.
Some crazy crap going on. I don't really know what's going on.
There's one picture where it looks like he has a dual disc on his arm with his sword. Like, his arm's, like, off to the side, and the sword and his arm are all merged. Like, I mean, picture-wise.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Like, when I just glanced at it, I'm like, does he have a Dual Academy dual disc?
It's time to get your game on.
Yeah.
Elemental Hero Rocket Switch.
And then the Aries Zodiac looks creepy, and he can put people to sleep.
It really is creepy.
He's going to wake up Jiro, maybe.
That's what I assumed, that... If he can, he has the power to put people into an eternal sleep. Maybe he can wake them up from comas. Hence why Yusei wants to find him so bad.
Well, I mean, doesn't he realize that he's actually a werewolf? I mean, look, he's a monster. I swear it. He's murdering a guy right behind you, Yuri. Oh, stop it! He's just eating someone behind. God damn it! He's a monster. I've been telling you for weeks.
Oh, stop it.
That's pretty much what happened.
When it turns around, there's Kenji Matsuda just going, what?
What?
Shimada was just like, sorry, we didn't believe you until you got beaten to a pulp. Okay.
Okay.
Will I get all the bitches? Yes,
you'll
get
all. Yes, I'll tell you, you'll get all the bitches.
Okay. Let's hug.
And then apparently Meteor is going to beat the shit out of Forze again. So.
Yay!
Yay!
I'd love to see that. I just wish he could accidentally miss and hit Hina while he's at it.
Ooh, no.
Crap, I popped you instead.
She's adorably retarded. I love her. I want to just, like, hold her and pet her.
Her face looks like it was drawn on. It's, like, flat.
Right.
She's adorable.
So, anyway, we have confirmation that the Gokaigers are going to use the O's Ranger keys to transform. I mean, it was kind of obvious given the fact they were getting toys of
them.
I
never saw this coming. Why are they doing this?
Marvelous's Tajador, Joe's Shouta, Lucas Ratorta, Guy's Sagozo, Don is a very hilarious Gatakiriba, and I'm is a very elegant Putotira.
I love that Putotira.
Poor Gatakiriba getting screwed again.
He's all like,
at least he showed up.
Then Gosei Red's giving DK, Blade, and Ryuki these three Gosei cards. Reflect Clear, Reflect Cloud, and Reflect Quartz. And I don't know what they're going to do.
Because those guys all use cards.
Yeah, I get that. There's a big robot, and the big robot is the Zangyak and Shocker ships. And they're going to combine and be all robot-y, and they're working together to kill all the people and stuff. And then Forze's like, here, take my shit, and gives the Go Busters the Super Drill and the Super Rocket, and then Go Busters like, Rocket Drill, Go Buster, and he's like, and kills things.
Wado is going to issue an official statement later. We are outraged. I cannot believe this uncalled for drastic behavior.
You realize you're going to have to write up an official document now, right?
No. It's just going to be an article. RR Toku, Wado statement. This sucks.
You need an official seal for Wado.
It just has Wado's face on there too.
I was thinking more like it has like his whole body with his arms crossed, like angrily.
It's cool to see all the O's combos again.
Yeah, I love O's.
I like Don Gatakiriba.
I like Elegant Putotira. And guys, people are sleeping. I shouldn't have done that.
I want to see a badass Shavuta from Joe.
Elegant Putotira is definitely the best. Oh, so, yeah. Like, love me, okay?
I want an exclusive Putotira girl figure.
I would buy it.
Now I'm going to have to repose my O's figures as the Gokaigers, just like I pose my Shinkenders as the Gokaigers.
That's got to be hilarious to look at.
So good times there.
Dawson's friends come over. Why does that purple dinosaur guy look like a homo? Well,
it's
actually a girl.
It's a princess. Show your respect.
Yeah. Man. So, Lionsgate is handling the Samurai DVDs. They're releasing them in volumes because they hate my life.
Boo!
And so each one's going to have like 4 episodes on it, I think.
Boo-bags.
Maybe 5, is it 4?
4.5.
It's 92 minutes, so... Would that be 5?
No, that's 4, because that's an episode's about 24 minutes-ish.
Yeah. So, that's... Hooray, there's going to be, like, some DVD specials and stuff on there, some behind-the-scenes and bloopers and... stuff to entice you to get it, even though they're probably going to make a season set with the same extras on it later. But
yep.
Oh, they better, because there will be hell to pay if they don't.
Lionsgate does the Turtles DVDs, right?
Turtles.
Okay. I think so. The original
ones? Anyway.
Yeah, I think they do.
Because the couple times they did volumes for those, I think the one time after they started doing season sets, they turned around and did a season set, so...
Yeah. Well, that was with the season 7 they did in 4 parts with the little turtle figures.
I got the individual ones because I wanted the little figures.
Well, yeah, that's what I did too. But although actually, what they did was volumes I think 2 through 5 or whatever it was were actually like one season.
Oh yeah.
And then they started putting them out in like season sets after that or something like that. Or yeah, they were
seasons 1 through 3 were in volumes.
Well, season 1 was just 5 episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pilot, but 2 and 3 were in volumes, and then 4 onwards has been season sets. Of course, season 9 is only like 10 episodes or whatever it was, so.
Yeah. Thanks, Captain Wind Tunnel.
Oh, you know what? You know what? You can die in a hole. How's that sound? Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
So,
in a wind hole.
Show you my wind hole.
Oh, ooh. God.
In
my diaper.
The Osaka National Fire Prevention and Control Administration.
This sounds like a great story already.
And Takara Tomy have teamed up to make this new Tomika hero.
And the story
Saber
got worse.
Mirai. And he looks kind of basically right out of Rescue Force or Rescue Fire, but
that's the idea, genius, thank you.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
That's Adness's next project.
So they're taking this little Toku guy, and they're going all over to teach kids about fire and shit. They gave us a little backstory about how he experienced some sort of disaster in 2010, and he's got to travel back to 2012, so he, like, I take it as he experienced something in 2010, grew up, then went back in time to 2012. I don't really know. I don't get it. But anyway, there's, like, no DVDs.
Something's got to be done about your kids. They start fires just like Cameron.
And one of them marries a black guy.
Your daughter looks like a man. It looks just like you. I think it's you with a wig. I don't know. We'll find out when we get there.
Probably get kidnapped by slimes. But anyway, so yeah, they're touring this guy around teaching kids about shit. There's no, like, DVDs or show or anything yet, but there's a guy, so.
Yay,
guy. They'll be doing stuff.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten another Tomika series, because it didn't do that bad, did it?
I don't know.
I don't know. They replaced it on the time slot with Transformers Animated.
Well, the Transformers Animated's a better show.
Well, I'm not, you know.
I don't know about the Japanese version.
But, yeah, but
generally, when Japan touches a American Transformers show, it generally turns into mush.
Mush. Oh, I thought we were doing dog sledding.
And then lastly, we have a date for the first Tiger and Bunny movie titled The Beginning. This is the remake of the show.
The TNB BNB.
TNB TV.
Big Inside Building. That's great.
So that's going to air in theaters across Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore on September 22nd.
Way to leave us out, assholes.
But supposedly the U.S. and European countries and stuff are going to actually get a limited release of the movie.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Alright. I'm in.
At a later date, it doesn't specify when, but the director has shown interest in wanting to air the movie in Europe and the U.S. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. I love the director. Director, I will suck your dick for this. Yes.
I'm going to go see it if it comes over to anywhere near me. So.
Obviously, I will have to drag everyone I know and by gunpoint, but that's fine.
Watch this now! Obviously.
I will support Tiger and Bunny, even if we keep getting questions about it every week.
So, that's all for the newsies.
Yay.
Lots of news, but nothing that important.
As usual.
Yeah.
Because we had some this week.
Yeah.
Alright. Now it's time for
Superhero Time.
Superhero Taimu.
Superhero Taimu. You just need to get that.
Superhero Time. Go Busters.
Forze.
Perfect, see?
good times.
But speaking of ways that we say Forze, I've been, as some of you may not know, I've been watching the Gokaiger subs by TV Nihon or whatever to see, you know, how they did it and see all the cool effects, whatever. And they actually have the Superhero Time opening at the beginning of the shows where the freaking Mobirate's voice says Forze.
Oh.
Thinking, oh, that'd have been great to have like 30 episodes ago. Turns out the way it says it, it just go, Kamen Rider Forze. Like, they say it says fours and then the A, like, tails off at the end very, very quietly. So we were actually kind of doing it correctly.
I like your vision better.
With the Canadian A?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because Canadians are funny. They're part of the Commonwealth, apparently. I don't know. Still don't know what that means, but whatever. So, anyway, we're on Go Busters episode 5. The fifth. The fizzif. So basically, they have taken into custody the shut down Megazord from the last episode. And they're going to try and figure out, you know, how it works or whatever. And they're like, so we've noticed that they have three types of Megazord: Alpha, Beta, and Gamma, the Magnet Warrior. And we're going to try and combine them. We don't know what might happen. We figure if we scream their names, it might help a little bit. I don't know, though. So then they get told that they have
Magnet
to go
Warrior!
Oh, for the Magnet Warrior!
He yells everything.
Beta and Gamma!
King's Knight, Queen's Knight!
I summoned King's Knight, Queen's Knight, and Jack's Knight, and now I sacrifice them all to summon Cypher the Sky Dragon! He did not a single word is not yelled in that sentence. I don't know why, but it's funny.
Good times.
Anyway, so the GoBusters are told they have to go escort a tank of Enetron while some kind of thing gets rebuilt. I don't know. I really didn't understand their task at all. But, so they're going, and Spacebar comes in and makes the Ixa voice create a Tyroid.
Tyroido.
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 And so it attacks. Blue and Yellow Busters decide they're going to fight him while Hiramu and Nick Cheetah continue on with the tanker truck. And but it goes out of control because the Tyroid screwed with it or something. And finally that gets solved by just he shoots out the tire and it magically comes under control again. I don't know how that works, but whatever. So during all that nonsense, Yellow and Blue are fighting the Tyroid, and they're doing their thing. You know, the grunts appear, and they start fighting them, too, because that's how this works, you know, standard Sentai fight. And Blue starts to overheat or whatever. Like, he gets really hot. I mean, like, he is way too sexy for his shirt. And he overheats and starts smoking. I guess he doesn't know he's going to get cancer.
God damn it.
But that's for Forze. And so yeah, but it all connects. It all connects. Cancer and everything. It all connects.
I just noticed that this Goku, his undershirt's blue like it's supposed to be, but his belt and wristbands are borderline purple. The color's inconsistent. Now it's going to bother the piss out of me.
Lol. Anyway, so
don't buy this Goku. It sucks.
He starts to overheat, and it makes Gorosaki, like, panic, and he's freaking out like he does. And they're like, okay, what's happening? And Yoko's like, oh, I'm scared. And he overheats, and they're like, don't go near him. It's bad.
No, it's okay. I'm adorable. I have this huge forehead. He can't hurt me.
Pregnant.
And so they're like, no, you don't understand. He won't know who you are. He's like, but he has to know me. I'm a little alien, and I attacked Tim Allen. And so he, like, totally just pones the Metroid. The Metroid's, like, pleading for his life. Like, please, please don't kill me.
I kind of felt bad for the Metroid.
I did, too. I'm like, oh. Like, and he just, like, stabs it through, finally. And they both de-untransform, and then he, like, attacks her. And then, like, Gorosaki Banana, he just, like, appears out of a poster in the wall.
Is that where their chute is? Or they swing on the vines and they go through that hole? Oh, shit, that's the wrong show.
Yeah, I didn't know what was happening. And then, I guess he was trying to blend in, like, a bag on his head. He was trying to be one of the Imagine.
That,
like,
was the ice.
I'm in disguise.
Yeah, so was the ice.
But why was it wrapped around his head like a bag? Like,
he didn't
want to
carry it.
Well, anyway, so he... I don't know, yeah.
I know what gorillas do.
Like,
that's what gorillas do.
So Blue attacks Yoko.
Will love that.
Push all your buttons.
And she gets all upset. He just collapses, and Gorosaki pours ice all over him. Meanwhile, she goes to help Hiramu, because the Megazord's getting ready to appear, which it does. She continues to escort the tanker in her rabbit copter, while he gets in GoBuster Ace to fight the Megazord, which he does quite effectively until he sees a drawing of a chicken and just kind of freezes. Meanwhile, Yoko's just been going on and on about things with, you know, Ryuji attacking her and not knowing what to do and panicking. I don't know, something, some girl crap. I don't know. And so she ends up getting attacked by the Megazord because Hiromu is all like, I'm Frozen Face.
And so she turns into a rabbit, and the rabbit, not her, but the machine, turns into a rabbit, and she's all adorable and, like, kicks him and, like, drills into the ground with the ears and does all kind of cool things like that, and it was awesome. And then, like, she pwns him, but then, like, she gets, like, knocked to the ground, and then the Ryuji comes to help, and he's there, and then they, like, throw him into Go Buster Ace, and he, like, hits the sword and makes Hiromu wake up or something, and he kills him. I don't know. It was kind of weird. But they save the day, and they're all pals, and she's like, lol, I did the work this time, guys, because Ryuji was all, I'm over a heated face and steam coming out of my ears, and Hiromu saw a chicken, and then she just collapses from having not eaten candy. And they're like, haha, lols, bitch. And then the last thing you see is the captured Megazord from before in the hangar, and the eyes light up, and you're like, aw shiz, and then it ends. So it was a fun episode. They all got to experience their weak points. We got
massive
to finally
damage.
See. I know, right? We all got to see what Blue's weak point is. We got to see the rabbit getting introduced for the first time, which was cool.
Didn't we already do the summary?
I wasn't expecting him to turn into a raging asshat when he overheats.
I know, right?
I thought that he just overheated and like couldn't take it anymore. That's what I took away from the like the descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
That he just overheats and he's just like, oh fuck, and then he passes out.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but then like he just overheats and just keeps going until he collapses and runs out of energy. The rabbit was so adorable. I mean, sure, it's sexist for her to have a rabbit that just kicks ass, but you know, the rabbit was awesome.
I like the rabbit myself, but
I know.
I mean,
right?
I'm kind of biased because I generally like aerial things, like helicopters
and I like
planes
bunnies.
And stuff.
Brian's biased. He usually likes flying rabbits.
Bunnies are adorable. Plus, I like Usada, so.
I know. He's like R2, and he's all got the ears.
Raja Rabbit.
And,
you've probably never even watched that.
Yes, I have.
No, not you. I meant Usada.
Oh, Usada. Oh, sure. Probably not. And I really enjoyed it when, like, Kurosaki was, like, curled up in a ball in the wall. Like, I'm like, what are you doing?
I liked when the chicken poster was there. He's like, for God's sake, man, it's a drawing. Pull yourself together. Slap the goddamn Omnitrix already.
For God's sakes, man, it's a drawing.
I love when she just slapped Hiromu upside the head. It's like, be nice, bastard. Slap.
I'm sorry.
But next week's Go Buster out, so that should be fun.
Yeah. The suit looks really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. And the show's really good. I enjoy the show a lot. Raja Rabito.
But I thought it was a really, really good episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's continuing its awesome trend, and I like how all the episodes are all different and they feel different.
It's yeah.
Not like a typical formula.
There's not been like I don't think there's been any two episodes where they've followed the same formula of what happened.
Like, I really, really like the delay in getting Go Buster out.
Yeah,
it's giving all of the individual robots like a chance to shine. I mean, yeah, Ace has to end up finishing them because that's what he's there for. But, I mean, Gorilla had its moment to do what it's supposed to do. Rabbit kicks butt by itself. I mean, they need Ace to finish it off, but they don't, like, necessarily need Ace to win.
And it gave a chance for all of them to shine and have different battles.
Yeah.
Like it says, just the typical Megazord, undo finisher, and then do all eight finishers from all of our grand powers.
Like I can't get over the fact on how fresh the show feels.
Yeah, and not only that, but they didn't just like you don't just get into the vehicle and go okay, animal mode, pwn ass. Like they'll fight as like the car, or, like the truck or the copter or whatever, and change back and forth and do different things, and it really mixes it up, and it's just really really good.
It really does feel fresh. It's like a really welcome change to the formula.
Like I was just, I mean, I love Sentai, but I was just so tired of the, oh, kill the monster, oh, it gets big, oh, let's fight it in a robot. Like, I know that's the formula, but I'm just so tired of the formula, and it's really nice to have a show that isn't afraid to change it up.
Yeah.
And so we're getting fights in the giant robot plus fights on the ground at the same time, or just, like, different circumstances to where they don't always have the full giant robot and they have to fight using the vehicles and the animals instead. Like, it's just such a change from the general kind of scope of things that it's really, really enjoyable to me, and it's...
And I like that it's not the typical, like, after each Ranger scene, you zoom out to the base and you have the villain being like, I'm so strong but stupid! And then you got, like, the generic girl and guy and then comedic relief villain. I like how you just have Vendix being like, I'm stupid and I'm a program! And then you have Enter being like, I'm like the guy from The Incredibles. Bon voyage! Like, it's just an interesting different villain dynamic compared to the usual, like, character models that we have.
Yeah.
And all the fights are really well done, like...
Yeah, the stunts
are cool. Doing a really good job as stunt coordinator for the show.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, given how long he's been a suit actor, but...
Yeah. I mean, he's been the Red for, like, ever.
Yeah.
He's been for years, and then, of course, except for Ghost Age, where he was blue because they needed somebody tall, but... Or Red to be short or something, but it's doing a really good job. I'm really enjoying just the whole everything.
I like the way the buddy rides are being handled too so far.
Yeah, they've been not annoying. They've been useful.
I was thinking about that when we initially read that they were going to be like helping them in combat. And I noticed that only Nick Cheetah's only out there, and Gorosaki just dumps ice, and Usada's like, I can't do anything. What do you want from me? You want me to, like, spill some oil and light them on fire? Like Art.
There
And, well, not, yeah, they do things, they're not, they have their purpose, and they're friendly, and they are like Roger Rabbito.
And they get a shout-out, oh, that's Matt, sorry.
Like, I'm glad they get to help, but I'm glad that they're not really combat robots, because I think that would just kind of take away from the three-person dynamic they have going right now.
Three-person dynamic.
Which they have a really good three-person dynamic.
Like, it'll be interesting to see what happens when
they add the other two. Yeah.
Up here, just to see how it shakes things up.
I'm also glad that, like, we have the three-person team for a while, and it's not like Hurricanger or...
Go on, Jer.
Yeah, where it's not—it's like a three-person team, but not really. Like, it's a two separate team faction that's really part of the same faction.
Yeah, because yeah. I mean, we're not getting Beaten Stag until like June, so.
Because I just like the three-person team in general, and it's good.
It's more like Live Man, but except just a little sooner, because Live Man didn't get Black Bison and Green Psy until episode 30.
Oh wow.
Green sigh. It's like a sad face sighing.
Yeah. They were like just the three of them for like half the show. Now this will be a little less than half the show, but it's same type deal where this is going to take longer.
So, That's cool.
It's
also going to be a surprise to see how they handle things considering like we're not getting auxiliary mechas.
Yeah.
So I mean we're going to have Go Buster O until Beat and Stag show up. Unless they do some weird thing and introduce some random ass thing we don't know about yet. Which, I mean, is always possible, I guess, but...
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but we've seen the toy catalog, so...
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Unless maybe it's just going to have multiple finishers or multiple ways to, like, do things. You know, where it has, like, a sword finisher or it's got some kind of a gun finisher. What?
I usually save my Forze summary file in the same file every week called Weekly Forze Summary, and I messed up and I thought I didn't save it and I was freaking out and I just made a new file called Wii. Oh my god. Sorry, I just thought there because I'm like, this doesn't belong here. Oh my god. It just is funny. Because I remember I was typing with one hand because I was watching TV.
You use your hand to watch TV?
No, I was like...
What were you watching?
I was like leaning back and one of my arms was hanging over the side and then I was typing with the other hand. You'd have to see the setup. Anyway.
What were you watching? You only had one hand available to type.
I wasn't watching Chuck. What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
Where's Sarah Walker? Has anyone seen Sarah Walker?
Good old Drunk Dawson.
That's my review. Good old Chucky. The straw on my mouth. I can't get it off. It's so heavy.
Man.
People wonder why I don't drink. This is why. We don't get these kind of stories.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about awesome things now. So, Ben 10. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so let's get this over with. Alright, so we open up at the beginning of the last battle, and then Kevin breathes in my face, and it smells like potatoes. I don't know. Forza Magnet States is like, hey, check out my cool magnet laser powers, but it's not working on Super Cancer, because he chose Shinken. Shinken? He chose Shinken. And then some cotton candy-headed villain that I forgot the name of when writing the summary.
Gotta go.
Yeah, there we go. She shows up and he's like, you're gonna overheat. And he's like, okay, but let me take this guy's circle first. And then he takes Ryusei's circle. And then he says, you're gonna beat me in class 2B? No? Like cross 2? Okay. And then Ryusei is all set to go by himself, but then Gentaro's like, we're BFFs. And he's like, no, I have to do it myself. And then he gets a call that Jiro's in the hospital and his condition's worsening, and Gentaro's like, we'll help you because you're a friend. And he's like, oh, whatever. Whatever. And they all go to the room together, and the Kamen Rider Club's like, we'll take your place so you can go see your BFF Facebook friend and share on each other's walls. He's like, okay. So he takes all their
same room together.
Takes all their soul circles and gives Ryusei back his soul, and he takes Forze's bike because Forze doesn't know that he has his own bike, I don't think. I don't know about people's bike swapping things. I don't know.
That's how you get diseases.
So then after he sees Jiro, he gets a call from Tachibana and he says, oh, I'll give you your powers back. Plus you can show Shinka too, but you have to meet me at 4 at this place. And he's like, no, I have to save the Kamen Rider Club because they're all nice. And he goes and saves them, and they've all been taken out by cancer because they couldn't tell jokes to save their lives, literally. And after that, he rushes to where Tachibana told him to meet, and he's rewarded, and he says, you did the right thing, and so you get this really cool windmill from that one Dragon Ball episode that Kevin texted us. And then he goes all like, ready, Meteor Storm and stuff, and then he beats Super Cancer by Choshinkaing and going, let it rip! And then a monster comes out of it and destroys him. And then Libra's like, you're a disgrace, so I'm going to get rid of you. And then Cottonhead shows up again. She's like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, this detective here was being an ass and asking about the 13 girls who were murdered. And I was kindly telling him he's in the wrong show. That was 5. Can you get rid of him? And then so she sucks him up into and he's all dead. And he goes to the place where hot teacher ladies go.
And they're probably going to make out and do naughty things together. I want to go there.
And then Ryusei thanks the Kamen Rider Club, but he refuses to shake Gentaro's hand. And then it ends. Oh man, that was tense. So this was actually not that bad of an episode this week.
You damn straight it won.
I like Meteor Storm's suit. I think I actually do like his original suit better. But I think his weapon's pretty stupid. Like, it's just kind of super babe lady. And it sticks out of the driver funny. And I think Brian died. He just got so bored.
Brian?
Yeah.
He got overwhelmed by the orangeness that he couldn't see anymore. Anyway, like, it wasn't, it was a pretty decent episode, for Forze, and definitely think Ryusei is the most interesting and all that jazz.
Yeah, and I really liked the episode. Meteor Storm was cool. I'm unsure about the whole letting it rip thing. I don't know what that's supposed to do. But, you know, watching him prance around in front of, the red eyes guy and pissing off Tachibana was pretty funny.
Maybe it's just me. It just, because of, like, Forze still also feeling weird that it seems like it just started, but it seems so soon for him to have the upgrade. Maybe it's just because Meteor disappears, like, for 4 seconds, and it's like, whoa! And then he runs off so Forze can blow him up his magnet states.
Yeah.
Well. But it just seems so soon. And doesn't the main writer usually get his final upgrade first? Didn't Emperor Form appear before?
Rising Isa, yeah.
Yeah. I should know that. I just watched it. Anyway.
No, things are different.
Blade got his stuff for Garen and whatever else.
I thought it was a good episode. I didn't really hate anything about it. I enjoyed I enjoyed the story of it. I mean, as for Meteor Storm, I like the way the suit looks. I think, still think the blue is too bright.
Yeah, it could be toned down a little bit.
Yeah.
Or maybe distribute some gold to the kneecaps more or something.
His weapon, I like until he lets it rip and then it just smells.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat weapon. It does look exactly like the dragon rod from Kuga, but...
Yeah.
Although, didn't Knight get survive mode before Ryuki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there we go.
Don't listen to me.
Don't worry, I won't.
Cool.
Cool story, bro. And now they have 20 episodes to introduce 8 Zodiarts.
Yeah.
That's a mess.
I thought that when Tachibana picked up a Switch and then he transformed, I thought he was going to use his for a second. I'm like, why don't they just use my idea about them just breeding the Switches? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand.
All they need is a Ditto and a Zodiart and bam, breeding. Bam, sex.
Bam,
ooh. That's my kind of thing right there. Oh, wait, no, that's not. I'm sorry. I don't bang Dittos.
Are we all done?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's more to say, but there's just really... I didn't like his attack. Like, oh, the little top killed him. I'm like, okay.
Like, this is the way it sticks out the driver.
It reminds me of the trial memory. Like, I don't know. When you have these, like, little gimmicks, and then they attach some large-ass thing to said gimmick, and it just, like, protrudes from the belt in a way that would just scream uncomfortable for whoever's in the suit...
Yeah.
Like, Axel Trial and Meteor Storm, like, can't bend forward.
Like, let me get, like, punched in the stomach. Like, oh, let me get that for you. Oh, fuck, I just got stabbed. Where's the emergency room? To the hospital. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to pick my camera up when it fell. Sorry. That was a...
snapshot.
Ultimate snapshot.
Ka-choo, ka-choo. Alright, so now it is time for Super Samurai Summaries for Shuki! Cha!
Samurai Forever!
That part I was good.
Yay, Samurai!
Give me a raging heart on.
Yep. Alright, so, Squee? We have the Bullzord episode. It's called the Bullzord. Yeah.
So like Bullzord Cody.
Yep.
To the streets.
So, the Rangers get back from
lunch.
We'll assume lunch.
Tokyo Joe's.
We don't know what they're doing.
Oh god.
So they get back and. G's gardening or whatever the fuck he's
or
doing.
G.
I don't remember. And they're like, why'd you leave the door open? He's like,
did he have a stupid hat on? And I was embarrassed.
G, I think
him?
So.
Yeah, I was embarrassed.
And so they're like, oh fuck. So they go inside and there's this little kid there. And they're like, who the fuck's the kid?
First the cat, now kid? Is this kid versus cat?
Like, we need to put a fucking like electric fence in here or something, man.
Man, they're just breaking in, huh?
Yep. And so he's like, I'm Cody.
B&E in the morning.
And he's like, you gotta figure out the Bullzord because it's the Bullzord and the Bullzord just wants to be friends with people, Bullzord. And
Bullzord's Kentaro?
So they're like, okay, we'll go look at it. And so they leave.
A secret handshake with his hoops.
And so the Rangers show up at Cody's house at the Tipton and they're like, yo. And Cody's...
It was that Asian chick's birthday today.
And Kurt's like, he's all like, Cody, why are you hiding? Cody's like, oh, fuck my life.
Why are you hiding? That's black. He was adopted. No, actually, he wasn't adopted.
So they go
That's
inside the house and they see the statue of the Shogun Ranger. And they're like, it's the Grand Shogun. And they're like, okay.
Isn't that from Toys R Us? I swear I saw that there.
Like, he guarded the Bullzord and the Bullzord, and then we have the Bullzord here, except the Bullzord's asleep, and it's under control, and we're sealed, the Bullzord. And so,
we need a counter for the amount of times you said orange and Bullzord in this podcast.
So, Cody runs off to go hang out with the Bullzord, and he's like, Cody's gone, he went to the Bullzord. And
Let him not
so they're like, up to the Bullzord, and so they run off. And then Cody's like, I'll be your friend. And then he accidentally, like, unseals the Bullzord. And so then the Bullzord's like, Bullzord! And
Ultimate Bullzord!
It starts rampaging, and then the Nihloc of the Day is like, we need to get control of the Bullzord! Bullzord! And then, so he goes off and does shit. And so they use giant moogers and they try to connect the Bullzord and like, oh, I gotta protect the Bullzord. And then they're like, mega mode power and the Megazords and sort of like, oh, yay. And then Jane goes to the Bullzord and he's like, I'll protect you, Cody. And then the Nihloc's there and the Nihloc's like, oh, I'll take over the Bullzord. And so they capture the Bullzord and then it's like, oh, I'll fight. And at some point the Bullzord escapes. And they're like, oh, we lost the Bullzord and we lost Cody. Oh, fuck my life. And
I don't know when you lose Cody.
So they find it again or something. This is what happens when I do this from memory. They
you have a memory? That's
they find
it's
it
under
again.
The file marked we.
They find the Bullzord again. They're like, oh, we'll rescue Cody this time, yay. And so Jane goes inside the Bullzord and fights the Nihloc inside the Bullzord and wins. He's all super mode and he goes,
how did he do it without getting, he seemingly didn't have the black box.
He just spun her. He did a fancy dance and he got,
did he get master power control?
I think so.
Okay.
And so he was like, yay. And then Cody's like, yay. And Cody managed to take control of the Bullzord and fix it and make it all Bullzord happy. So now the Bullzord's like, Bullzord, because it's happy. And so they're like, yay, we did it. And so I've no idea where Cody went. I think
he just jumped out. Get the fuck out. It's not Megazord now.
He jumped out.
He,
or
he did the kanji for home.
He symbol power home, and then Cody left.
Damn it, I was just about to make a joke about how when the background shattered, it just fell on Cody and killed him. Oh, well.
So, yeah, the entire set just explodes. Now it's like a pretty samurai cockpit. And sort of like, yes, we'll do this, Bullzord power! And so the Bullzord transforms, it's like, Bullzord! And it starts shooting guns and shit. And we're like, we need Shogun power, even though we don't need it at all. And so he hits the disc and he puts it in the super mega mode little belt slot, and it's like, Shogun power, Bullzord! And so it opens up, and then you see all five of the Shogun Rangers. And then they all, and then they transformation sequence, and he's like, I'm the Shogun Ranger, and then he points his Mega Blade at it, and he's like, fire! And then the Bullzord's like, Bullzord! And then the Nihloc explodes, and then they're like, yay, Bullzord! And then there's some sort of conversation at the end, I think, and then it ends. Bullzord.
I like the Bullzord, especially the Bullzord.
Bullzord!
I think Bullzord's my favorite character now.
It's my favorite character. I just like the way that it talks. It's like, oh, Bullzord!
It goes when it's angry, it's like, Bullzord! And then when he turns happy, it's all, Bullzord!
I'm sorry, Brian, did you mention about the Bullzord in this episode? Because I didn't hear you say its name once.
Oh, fuck, I forgot that this episode was
about
the Bullzord.
Was that introduced in this episode? Fuck.
Oh, man.
I was just commenting Bullzord on spoilers I read about the Bullzord at Bullzord Central.
Anyway, it was rushed to an extent, because I think the Shinkenger one was a two-parter, but I didn't think it was all that bad. It was a really good episode, I think. I like the fact that the extras didn't have totally masked accents or anything. They actually sounded fairly American.
They imported them. Kevin told you that yesterday. They imported them with the Bullzord.
I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I was like yesterday. You just got lawyered, Dawson. I didn't say anything. It was you. Oh my god, we're all the same person.
But no, I really liked the episode.
I enjoyed it. It did feel a bit rushed, but I mean, it didn't bug me that much.
The whole Shogun thing is just kind of pissing me off right now. Because, like, it has so much battle potential. Like, they get all this armored stuff, and it's all cockpit only. I'm like, why do you need armor to pilot a robot?
Yeah, I was disappointed in that as well. Like, I wish it could be used for combat. I kind of wish that it got its own separate introduction for, like, a Battleizer-type deal. Like, it's just really annoying, especially when he gets the Bullzooka thing, and, like, he's just gonna tip over, maybe, like, you knock his teammates in the face.
Like, I mean, honestly, like, if they don't use the Shogun armor in an actual battle at some point in this show, I'll be severely disappointed.
Yeah.
It would be such a waste of awesome-looking armor.
It's a waste of armor. It's a waste of a toy. Like,
I've got this cool toy sitting here. I wanted to fight things.
I know.
I was also thinking, like, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, this statue, I kind of wish it had just looked like something different instead of looking just like the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
So that, like, the power would just manifest different on him.
Right. It didn't really have to look exactly like him, but...
I also...
In other news, I want that statue.
I like that we finally got to see Green's Shogun mode.
Yeah, that's the only one we haven't seen.
Oh my god, it exists.
Those headdresses are fat, so stupid.
When those girls ask and they're in the Shogun armor, just make me look fat. Yes.
Yes.
Give me your pizza, fatty.
Oh god.
I have to get up. I just hobbled over to the computer.
Hobble. But no, I thought it was a pretty well done episode, all things considered, I thought.
I liked it. I didn't find the kid and the dad were all that bad and annoying. I missed Bulk and Spike, though. I don't remember them there at all.
They weren't in that at all.
Someone commented, like, you forgot Bulk and Spike in your last summary. I'm like, I forgot they're in all these episodes because they're like, hey, they're going to be a part of the story. And then they're off just being like, raw.
Were they in the beginning, maybe? I don't think so.
IDKF. I don't even remember what they did, honestly, the last 2 weeks.
Shrug.
Anyway, it's a good episode. Especially since we're judging this by the season 1 bar of Samurai, which makes this seem fantastic.
It really does.
Yeah.
There's already like 2 clips out for next week's episode. One of them just had kind of just some fighting and stuff, and then they're like, oh, Mia, your brother's there. He wants you to sing. And the second one was from some place. I don't remember. Dark Place posted it. But basically, it's the generic random American episode to highlight a talent of one of the actors. And so Steven Skylar gets to sing.
They have talents?
I wanted to do it with Emma Lahana.
And it was pretty cool, so.
I know what most of them's talent isn't. Acting.
But yeah, so we get to see Steven Skylar sing next episode. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't like best song ever, but
it'll be a musical.
He's a pretty good
power.
Singer.
I love that. I just love using that to like represent over enthusiastic fans about things. Like, I'll understand next to each other, best ever.
Ever.
The same scene. Oh my god.
Oh, long.
I got shotgun.
I guess so. I just seen the picture. Yeah. That's terrific.
It took me a minute to get it, I'll be honest.
Figures.
Hey!
Totally saved.
That picture was sent courtesy of the Celeryman since he has insomnia right now as we speak.
Who?
Some British fuck who worked for us, I don't know.
Chris?
No, the other one. I hear he interviews people. I don't know. I don't know enough if he actually works for us, if he just hacked into our site and posts things.
I don't know anybody named Alex.
Yeah, so.
Thanks, Frank. Anyway. alright.
Don't call me Shirley.
Now it's. now it's ramble time.
This is the segment where we ramble.
So to start off, we have the Facebook question of the very last Facebook question of the bi-weekliness. It's going to be reformed in the question of the weekliness. I'm going to have to churn out these questions like butter. Don't be surprised if there's a question about butter. Possibly that episode of Hannah Montana where they churn butter.
You make my butter melt.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question this week was, what is your favorite animated superhero show? Which I think I phrased differently in the next time I asked it, but it's fine. All right, so Brian.
So our first one is Gary Baker. He says, wait, a non-Toku-related R question of bi-weekliness. What blasphemy is this, JK? We've done it before, dude.
We've had Pokemon questions.
In all seriousness, X-Men Evolution, it gave us awesome characters, cameos, and of course, Scott McNeil is a Wolverine because Scott McNeil is awesome.
Except Steve Blum is better Wolverine because he's Steve Blum and Heat Blast. Sorry.
Other than that...
Okay, Chris Judge is Magneto.
Some other things I loved about it were the twists that Mystique was Kurt and Rogue's mother.
I found it.
And of course, David freaking K has a bunch of characters. Also, the entire Apocalypse subplot was well written with a bunch of characters being mind controlled. That should be the next R&R segment. Nope, Kuga.
That was a really good show. Also, Chris Judge was Magneto, and that was awesome.
That was a really good show. Like, I don't remember a lot of it, but it's definitely a really good show.
So, next is Nick Gibson. Any relation to Gibby? No? Batman the Animated Series, nothing even comes close.
Awesome. Oh, right. Sorry. Next is Greg Santucci. Batman Beyond. I love the visuals and the student-mentor aspect of the relationship between Terry and Bruce. You forget about Will Friedle being in it. That just makes it 10 times better.
And the giant cell phones, because I didn't want to overestimate the future.
You didn't want to overestimate the future.
That's what they said. I watched the commentary. They said they didn't want to make it too futuristic because they didn't know what the future held, is basically what they said.
Next is Tommy Brevard. He said Batman the Animated Series and Symbionic Titan.
Symbionic Titan Brofist. I love that show. I miss it. Sorry. I get teary-eyed when I think about it.
Never watched.
All right, now we have Matt Gulliage.
Shit, I get Kiefer's.
I know, right? I count.
We can trade. We can trade.
No, that's fine.
Since I'm sure Samurai Jack doesn't count as a superhero, I'm going to go with the Tick. My graphic design teacher in high school was obsessed with the Tick.
Really?
Cool story, bro.
Samurai Jack was cool.
It was.
I don't know if I'd count him, but he was cool.
I never saw Samurai Jack.
I saw Samurai Jaden, but... Next.
Next is Edward Quinto. He says, the entirety of the DCAU, seriously. Yeah, the entire DC Animated Universe is pretty awesome.
Okay. So Kiefer said the Powerpuff Girls, because he's a real man.
See, the Powerpuff Girls are awesome.
I know, I love that show, oh my god. I know it's a bit of an odd choice, but I really love its memorable characters, fantastic action, great and stylish animation, and laugh-out-loud humor.
I like him.
Next to... Oh my god, he scared the shit out of me when I was little.
I know, right?
Next to Pokemon, this show was, in capital letters, my 90s entertainment fix, and it still holds up really well today. Simply put, that's what girls do. Bonus points for whoever gets a reference. That was a song, bitch. Bonus points for me!
Chick. Sorry.
Honorable mentions include the original 80s TMNT show, mostly because of the creative and memorable characters, great voice cast, and just plain charm and nostalgia. The 2003 TMNT show for its fantastic action, animation, and overall plot and writing. Batman the Brave and the Bold for its great animation, character designs, terrific action, fantastic amount of fan service, hilarious self-aware humor, and generally really fun tone. Spectacular Spider-Man for its very well-written story, dialogue, great animation, and fantastic action choreography. Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes, I'm going to punch you, kid, for its great plot and characterization, awesome theme song, and the fact that it made me really interested in a superhero team that I didn't really care about before. And last but not least, Freakazoid.
Freakazoid, yes.
Being easily the most hilarious superhero cartoon in existence. Only got Kiefer when we say one, pick one.
I own Freakazoid on DVD.
Though I like a lot of those shows.
So. I do too, and you know Kiefer can't be concise.
Though I admit I never seen any of Avengers.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
So. That's actually the only show on that list I haven't seen any of. So.
Okay.
Okay. Though my Batman Brave and the Bold viewing only consists of whatever was on.
when you're bored?
After,
that was me.
Was it back when Pokemon was on earlier? I think it was on after that or something. I don't remember, but I used to catch an episode here or there before I went to League. So, do we go to the surprise bonus question now, or...?
I'm going to do it afterwards. Just
okay.
All I saw from Brave and the Bold was that Birds of Prey song that SoundOut showed me, and that was hilarious.
I saw a Blue Beetle episode and some kind of random episode where they were in an alternate universe or something.
Okay.
Anyway, cool story, bro. Okay, so next is Keith Lamberton. He says, Justin... Okay, Justice League Unlimited took the premise from the first two seasons and expanded upon them. Two comments. First, I read this as Keith Justice Unlimited. And your avatar kind of looks like St. John from Victorious.
Okay. Alright, next is Enion Hax. Alright then. Says the kid in me.
He's a villain.
Yeah. Says the kid in me says Batman Beyond because of the setting, but the adult me says Batman Brave and the Bold for trying to bring a different tone to the table. Well done. Well done.
Now, I find that kind of funny because I haven't seen all of Batman the Brave and the Bold and Bratman. But, like, Batman Beyond was darker. It just seems funny, like, well, the kid in me wants to say murder, but the adult in me wants to say cartoons. That's just the way I read it, basically.
That's kind
of
funny.
Eric Beltran said, Teen Titans, it had the perfect balance of humor and action. I wish the show could have lasted longer. Amen.
Teen
to that.
Titans was pretty
cool.
Now
we have Young Justice, and that's even better.
And Cyborg is now Aqualad, and that's
funny. Yeah. It's funny because I can't unhear Cyborg whenever Aqualad talks.
Okay.
I can't unsee that man dressed as Misty from Comic-Con, but I mean.
I can't imagine it. Anyway. Next we have Benny Mitchell. Any relation to Genny from the Overtime subs? No, wait. It's Areola subs. Horrible layout. I don't know. Anyway. For me, it'd be Teen Titans because the storylines were very interesting and fleshed out, exploring the development and the characters very well. The fight scenes were all pretty well animated and fun to watch, and the humor for the most part was relatively enjoyable. This was a show that caught my interest when it first premiered, so much that I never missed a single episode. This was simply an awesome show. Also, like, callback, like 5 weeks ago, Brian, you were right, Derek White did work on Teen Titans.
Haha!
I was confused because I thought you were talking about writing, because I knew Dwayne McDuffie also wrote for it. Hence why, like, you have Teen Titans actors on the show. Anyway, go ahead.
And finally we have Anthony Ciano, who says, I like Iron Man because he doesn't have superpowers. He just has his arc reactor in his chest and his knowledge of science to make all his gear and his multi-billion dollar empire. All right.
I think that was almost answering, what's your favorite superhero?
Yeah, well, there was that Iron Man animated series with the little suitcase suit.
There's the Armored Adventures right now.
Yeah, there's a couple of Iron Man shows. So, I guess we'll accept that for the moment.
Okay.
I was just looking at some of the answers for the bonus question.
That was a fun one. That, like, exploded. I can't wait. I have the end-all, be-all arguments that somebody actually pointed out, and they're getting a bro fist.
All right, so our bonus question, courtesy of Dawson, was, who would win in a fight, Superman or Ben 10?
I'm still trying to figure out when with which part Dawson's gonna, I'm going to hate Dawson. I don't understand.
Colin E. Watkins says, Ben 10, winky, smiley face.
Chris Hutchinson and his pal Burger Meal say Ben 10, if Alien X would be reliable?
Is that
what okay. Why would he not be reliable? Well, I guess I see what you mean. I get it now. Okay. Maybe Chroma Stone if he's made of kryptonite. The possibilities! Yelled it at me.
All right, then this guy, Matt Gulledge, says Superman. He puts more thought into his battles. Ben just kind of charges head-on. Plus, Ben 10 episode has Ben getting his butt handed to him a few times before actually successfully winning a fight, and even then, many of his villains get away. Superman only has two or three that keep coming back for more.
How do you keep getting these long ones?
Joe Weston gets Superman.
Jeff Moses says, from what I know of Ben 10, he has a lot of forms he can choose from. Yes, he does. So I'd say him. Superman can only fly and all that. Now, I'm one of the biggest Superman haters, but I think he could do more than fly.
No.
Just, like, stink fly, and it's his only power.
Stinkfly! Stinkfly can just fly and vomit at people.
Oh, my God.
Next is Matt Gulledge. I haven't heard of him before. I don't know who he is.
Appearing.
Says, of course, Superman is technically an alien. Ben could scan him and turn it into an ultimate Superman. I guess it depends on the limits of the Ultimatrix.
Brofist, that ends the argument right there. There's no arguing past that. He can just become a better version of him.
I'm very upset that nobody here has so far said Tommy.
Chris says there's always a possibility of Ultimate Ben from that one episode too.
Yep. And then David Sostu. I'm going to read it as two different words. Ben is pretty much a living Noah's Ark of space, so I'm going with him.
Alright, well, here's a new commenter, Matt Gulledge.
You keep getting him.
My stomach hurts so much.
That's great.
Superman is vulnerable to magic, so I imagine Gwen could take him down.
I'm sorry, it's funny. Chris Jansen says, how can you even compare the two? XD, it's like the endless discussion about who is better, Goku or Luffy. That doesn't make sense.
Doofy. Officer Doofy reporting for duty. Chris Hutchinson says they're both fictional superheroes, and that way they're comparable.
Yes. Well, then Chris Jansen responds back with, right.
And then we have Joe Bailey just says, me.
Joe Bailey can totally beat down Superman and Ben 10.
Oh, I love it.
And then Lars V. Barrett says, I don't know, Kuga probably. Oh, wait, yeah, I've never seen Ben 10. I don't know, $10 on that Superman guy.
And then this guy, Ryan Burse, his name rhymes with purse, says, well, if Ben can scan Superman and turn into him, then possibly him, but Superman can easily rip off the Omnitrix or however it's spelled, thus neutralizing
Ben's powers. I write that after I spelled it correctly.
Yeah. Thus neutralizing Ben's powers.
It was nearly impossible to get off, although he could rip off his arm, like Big Trans fan said. I'm like, well, you're right.
Garrett Duplantis says, boy, see you if Pikachu.
Yes.
He says, just kidding, Ben 10, because I'm pretty sure Alien X alone has all of Superman's powers.
Hold on a sec.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So next is Harry Hartman, who I don't know if I've commented on that before, but he totally sounds like the name of a secret identity of a superhero. I think he is Superman, actually. Anyway, which Superman are we talking about here? Any Superman? Because Superboy Prime literally punched reality itself, so I'm going with Superman in this one. But Alien X can warp reality, so bam! Even if it isn't Superboy Prime, Brent has no way to exploit Superman's weakness unless, like Diamond Heterochromosome, is actually made of kryptonite.
Damn, Lord. And then... what the shit is going on? My TV.
TV just turned on as a ghost. We're gonna call GoBusters.
Next is this Kiefer Martin character, who says, Ben, turn into any alien that can alter its body to duplicate any mineral. I'm sure he has one in the endless universe of aliens at his disposal. Become Kryptonite. Boom. However, if Crypto the Superdog back soups up, Ben's screwed. Never mind if Comet the Super Horse and Beppo the Super Monkey join in.
What?
I think what does
Cowboy Bebop have to do with this?
I don't know what just happened, but I'm scared. And
I don't know who Comet or Beppo are.
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening there. I don't.
But yeah, we came up with the theory that all Ben would have to do is ask Kevin to fight for him, and Kevin can just absorb kryptonite, and Superman would die.
And apparently, I didn't know that thing about magic, so apparently Gwen and Kevin can just take Superman. Ben doesn't even need to fight. He's just like, go get him. Grandpa Max, I'm sure you can take him, too. You got tube powers. But
Kevin just absorbs kryptonite, gives Superman a hug, and he dies.
But, like Chris said, it's kind of mind-boggling if you think about how strong Ben is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's Ultimate Alien Ben, he can just scan Superman, providing he's not already in there, and turn into Ultimate Superman. And that's even without that. I can't imagine Superman being able to defeat all 1,903,000 of Ben's transformations. And Alien X can just wish him out of existence.
My favorite answer is, boy, see you if Pikachu.
My favorite was me, because Joe Bailey just beats everyone down. But yeah, it's the only argument we need. Ben wins.
Yes. So, to answer the original question, my favorite animated superhero show would probably be Teen Titans or Young Justice. I just like the whole, like, younger team dynamic.
Team dynamic.
Thank you. I just like those kind of shows. Plus, I really like Teen Titans voice cast and animation and all that, so.
I would have to go, like, I love those shows too. I think I'd have to go with a tie between probably Spectacular Spider-Man and Batman Beyond, so you went from Marvel and DC, just because Spectacular Spider-Man was just so good. It was just like the best Spider-Man cartoon, and Batman Beyond, Will Friedle. That's all you need to know. I don't know, it was just so cool to see, like, the future versions of everything, and, like, it was like Spider-Man Unlimited, but not stupid, because Spider-Man Unlimited wasn't in the future. I don't know. It was just really cool to see what that world would be like in the future, but actually not, like, botched or anything.
Right.
And it just created lots of different dynamics, and it was just really cool. Lots of dynamics!
Yeah, I really like all those DC shows, and TMNT is awesome. So,
yeah.
That's what I'm going to go with, because...
Pokemon! And to answer the Ben and Superman question, Ben, just because I hate Superman.
Yeah, I hate Superman too. But it reminds me, I don't remember what the scene was, but it was in the trailer for Bad Teacher where Jason Segel just goes, "It's the only argument I need! The Ultimatrix is the only argument you need. He could literally become better than Superman." Or according to the Destroy All Aliens, he can just absorb him into the Omnitrix and let the Omnitrix eat him. And just like, oh my god, almost any alien could probably beat him. It's pretty crazy.
Om nom nom nom.
He could turn into an Osmosian if he didn't need to use Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin wasn't, if Kevin was that off, like, sulking because he looks weird now. Like, fuck, my head's so big. Right now, turn into an Osmosian.
My head's so big.
And all, given getting into that ultimate, Ben could just super pwn him. He's got all the powers at once.
Super pwn.
Sounds like an alien. That's funny. Everything can sound like an alien if you say it with emphasis or add ultimate in front of it. Ultimate Hobknocker. Okay, so are we ready to move on to the shows of the week?
Yep.
Man, we got a lot to cover.
Yeah, we do.
Start with Pokemon. Did we talk about it for 2 minutes?
Yeah, there was a Sawspuck episode, and...
I remember I always forget the one before. What was the one before Sawspuck?
I used to
Cactus!
This.
Cactus Jizz!
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cactus Jizz.
Okay. I like the Sawspuck one better than the Cactus Jizz.
Yeah, the Sawspuck episode was actually pretty fun-ish. I mean, nothing really happened. It actually kind of sucked, but...
It was a premise that I was interested in more than the Cactus Jizz dancing.
Yeah. I wasn't too thrilled about the Cactus Jizz dancing.
I'm not ever too thrilled about Cactus Jizz. It's really sticky.
Like, over the rainbow! Oh. And all I could think about was Ghost Sager.
Oh my god. It's a double rainbow. I was just thinking about Tosh.
Double rainbow.
Yeah, it... Yeah. I could have done without that episode. I seriously could have, but, I mean, whatever.
Technically, I could have done without either of these episodes.
Well, that's true. I could have done without half the episodes, but...
But they were there.
At least the second episode, the Sawsbuck, was basically like a Sawsbuck team-up. Allowed me to see...
Sawsbuck Tyson.
Oh, God, I need to check the Watto's guidelines. Shit, this might be against regulations. I might have to unwatch that.
It allowed me to see what all four Sawsbuck look like when they stand next to each other. And
oh my god, I love it.
Without that episode, I would never know what that looked like. I mean, sure, I could probably just go on a website somewhere or look in my strategy guide, but it's not the same as actually being able to see it in person when they're moving and walking around next to each other and looking at Ash like, why do you suck?
Just picture it in your head. That's what I did for my Gokaiger figure arts. I said, alright, you want to know what the group shot looks like? Picture it right now. There it is. You just saw it. Everyone's minds were blown.
Yeah, but that's not as easy, and it's not as good. I just have a hard time. I need to visually see them standing next to each other, or it just doesn't work.
Touching each other. With their keys and cards.
Yeah, getting their diseases on each other, spreading bodily fluids together. And
so that's Pokemon. That was boring. Let's talk about Zexal just real quick to get all these quick ones out of the way. so it was the old man arc, right? Where that guy's like, I don't have friends and I'm gonna slash stuff.
And he went to like this old man's house, is gonna like train him to be a better duelist, if that's even possible. And he had like wooden statues of all like the famous duel monsters, which basically means if it was used by a protagonist in the past three series.
Although, unless I'm missing, I didn't see anybody from 5Ds.
I don't know.
They had like all these originals and GX, and then that one ninja dude that was new.
Yeah, we had Flame Swordsman, Dark Magician Girl, Red Eyes Black Dragon, Blue Eyes White Dragon, Elemental Hero, Flame Wingman.
Okay, I don't care. I'm going to go take a pee.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we had, you know, all those monsters, and then that other one I had like a slash throw because the dude got pissed off. And so then Jaden. Now, what am I saying, Jaden? Yuma? Shut up. Yuma had to like duel the old man using statues, and he became the Dark Magician. And then he lost, and then that dude showed up and had to duel him then. And there was a number card involved, and.
Number.
And then I was really creeped out because, like, Yuma's sister was all like, Grandma, I told Yuma he's not allowed to duel. Why are you letting him duel? And then she's all like, well, because he likes to duel and you can't stop him. Plus, he needs to be prepared for what's coming. And I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, man, the granny's in on it.
I know, like, it was really ominous, and I'm scared and wanting to know why an old lady's talking so ominously and why everything's settled with a child's card game. And
I don't know. That's how I want to solve things. That'd be hilarious in real life. Bitch, you punched me. All right, it's time to duel.
Yeah, the whole thing was just strange, but
like, the episodes weren't the best, but it was definitely better than what was we're getting before, like with just the episodicness of everything.
Yeah.
And I think it's finally going somewhere, and it seemed like in these episodes that Yuma showed signs of improving as a duelist a little bit.
Yeah, story is picking up a little bit, and what else? And he got that legendary deck. I don't know what's special about that deck.
I don't know, probably some new cards, I guess, and well, obviously, but I mean, like, they always have some.
Stop using, like, Go Golem and Lady Gaga Magician, and
because we always have those type of things where we just get introduced to new monsters, like, after season one of Yu-Gi-Oh! And GX when he got the Neospatians.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get some more cards to use more than three monsters and use more than one strategy, which is I summon Utopia!
And then he wins, and then sometimes Leviathan the Dragon comes out and he's like, hey, I made a cameo, and then Utopia defeats him anyway.
And then all the rest of the numbers are like, we're here too.
Terabyte, he's never used.
You have like 12 of us?
The
kid's mother is there.
Unless I missed it, because I know Astro got a card, but we didn't get a memory.
I don't think
remember something like, oh, my middle name's Lisa. Oh, that's Sarah.
I don't think they showed him getting a memory. I know I looked up like the thing and like for what the like the Japanese whatever, and they like he doesn't always get memories with the like you don't always see him getting memories when he gets
another card.
So
because the last thing I remember, he was in that clock and he's like, oh, it's scary, and then it ended.
Yeah, I mean, like he's getting them, you just don't see them on screen for whatever reason. So
I guess they just couldn't think of one for each memory or for each sequence or whatever.
Yeah. So it's like something that would be relevant in order to show
it. He probably just remembered his favorite food or something. I don't know.
Remembered how to do math. But
hey, math.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Shuki's back.
But yeah, that's pretty much all there is to say. It's getting better. I'm enjoying it a lot more now.
Yeah.
Now that we've got out of episodic territory. Can't wait to see Kite again so we can take away his wild numbers.
Yeah, Kite.
What should we talk about next? What's next? Oh, great one. Wait, that's Star.
Well, we have Green Lantern and Young Justice.
Yeah, I do. Whatever show airs first, I don't remember. Green Lantern.
Green Lantern airs first. Yeah.
So I do.
So that show's getting pretty good. Mm-hmm. Not that it was ever really bad, but I'm enjoying it. I don't really know what to say about it exactly, because it's just kind of like episodic funness, but
yeah, it's kind of, well, I think it's like setting up everything right now, like
because it's only episode, what was that, 4?
Yeah, I mean, we had the Razor, our Red Lantern guys, join the team despite Kilowog's objections, and we've seen that Aya can like make herself a robot body that can split apart into little bug creature things.
Reminded me of Edie from Mass Effect. Anyway, but so I guess she's gonna be kind of like the fourth team member now in the field.
I guess, like I'm hoping that she doesn't always go out. Like, sometimes she just stays on the ship, but then she acts like Chuck, and is like, I can't stay in the car.
Like, you know, it's never safe in the car.
Sorry. I like to flip chat. But yeah, and it's cool having like the Red Lantern out there with him doing stuff and the different effects. It's a different effect used like for when he's lit up as opposed to Kilowog and Hal.
I like how he's like, the charge is gonna run out one day. Pew pew pew. I'm like, conserve that shit. Like, he just started using it.
Like, the charge is gonna run out one day, but it's fueled by my rage right now. I'm like, whoa.
Whoa, man.
Heavy shit right there. Why is, like, Green Lantern, like, his chest is all big and he's got this really tiny waist? I've never seen anyone like that before. Freaks me out.
Yeah.
It's like he's wearing, like, one of those Spanx. That's what it's like. And then Kilowog's like, I'm Bulkhead and Panthro. Oh, fuck, we have that to talk about, too.
And we also, like, in the episode last week, they had, like, when they were in this prison... there was some kind of like yellow rocks everywhere that their rings couldn't affect. Like the red one could, but their Green Lantern rings couldn't affect it. So I'm hoping that sets up something with like yellow rings and stuff in the future. Mm-hmm. Even though like right now they're focusing on like the Red Lantern and stuff, because originally the green rings wouldn't work on yellow anything because of the parallax impurity that was trapped inside the central battery on Oa. So hopefully they're going to do something with yellow rings as well, and maybe even the other colors later on down the line.
Then the next few episodes we get back to like the main story, because like we set up this whole premise and then now we're just doing random adventures.
Well, I think that these two though were more to set up adding Razor to the team and just general acceptance of him since of what he did in the premiere.
That's true.
And so that, alright, now
the
we got him
like jousting or something.
Is it? I have to look.
Something. They're like on bikes and they run at each other. That's what I saw.
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that... I mean, I'm thinking that I should get back to the story kind of
thing. I don't mind the episodes. It just seemed kind of odd. Maybe it's just because of the long gap between... Because I watched it at the, you know, the sneak peek and then we come back and we're not really addressing anything.
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is that with... I mean, because it is another Bruce Timm show or whatever. When he did Justice League, I mean, and, like, JLU, there was an overarching plot, but they also had, like, those episodic thing in between. There wasn't, like...
They forgot Dagon was existing. Oh, wait, that's for later.
Yeah. But, you know, they did, like, other things in between, so they're probably going to do the same kind of thing. Have, like, a few episodicnesses and whatever. Interestingly enough, I noticed this here... I don't know, I'm not sure if it's just because the way the character is, like, in general, or if this has something to do with the show, but on the Wikipedia page for the show, it credits Carol Ferris as Carol Ferris / Starfleet Sapphire. And I don't know if that's because the character in the comic books becomes a Star Sapphire, or if that's something to do with the show and what's going to happen in the show later on.
It'll probably happen.
IDKF.
And I'd assume it would at some point, so I guess it means we'll be seeing purple rings.
Man, I imagine we're gonna. You think they're gonna end up with like one of every lantern?
On the like team. Having the blues and the indigos and the oranges and. Well, I guess oranges are just.
It's gonna be like an O's combo fleet of Green Lantern. They're all gonna get keys and rings and cards.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do if they start doing the other colors besides. Red and yellow and purple, because they've done Star Sapphire stuff before with Justice League. They had Star Sapphire. I mean, it wasn't like Violet Lantern type thing, but it was like the original Star Sapphire with the jewel on her head and stuff. But so I don't know, we'll see what they do. I'm hoping that they make it cool and have cool effects for everybody, and because the animations look, it's really cool with all the CG and everything. It came out well. I like it.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they handle the whole he can't charge his ring thing.
Yeah,
maybe he'll get a different ring at some point. Maybe he'll become a Green Lantern or get one of the other rings or something. You never know.
That, or
he'll just get a charge or something.
Yeah, maybe he might just like steal a battery or something when they run into some Red Lanterns to steal their battery or whatever. Like, oh look, here's Red Lantern D-bag. I still killed him. Let's take his battery.
Got your battery, bitch.
Yeah.
They need another color on the team just because it looks like the Christmas team right now. Like, Merry Christmas! And they kill.
We need a yellow lantern so that we can have a stoplight. We have the O's team.
A traffic light rider. Oh, wait, that's us.
Wait, that's us.
So now, on to All Heroes. So, Young Justice, that was cool. We found out that Superman and Lex Luthor have a gay son together. They're the first ever gay couple to have a son that's genetically both theirs. Well, actually, that's pretty interesting.
Well, that is Superboy. Superboy is part Lex Luthor. That's kind of how it always is, but...
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Superboy is half Kryptonian, half human. The human half is DNA from Lex Luthor to fill in the gaps in the Kryptonian DNA.
So to me, that was a shocking revelation.
To me, it wasn't. And also, we got to see in the last episode Miss Martian where her human form comes from.
Didn't we talk about this in the podcast?
No, I think so.
No.
Fuck private discussions. We talk too much.
And we also got to see her white Martian form. And they basically set up Beast Boy because they're running a Garfield Logan and interject.
I like the potential origin for Beast Boy in the show.
Yeah. They just give him some of Miss Martian's blood and stuff.
Instead of just having him appear.
Yeah, like, hi, I'm Beast Boy, guys. Like, it was a possible setup, and then he could join up later. And that's always fun.
I hope
fun.
He does, just because I like.
Yeah, I like Beast Boy.
Question. Because I've been reading the reviews for the show, and they keep saying, I wonder who the mole is. I thought it was always clear that Artemis was the mole.
I think it's one of those things where it's almost too obvious.
Well, because I thought she joined the team as a mole. And was like, who's the mole? I'm like, it's that bitch right there! And she always looks so guilty when she's talking to Flash. And he's like, oh, you're so pretty. She's like, I'm such a bitch. I'm like, I know.
Like, I haven't seen all the episodes, so I don't know.
I didn't know that there was a question, because they're like, could Superboy be the mole? I'm like, no, he's like 1 year old. He just wants Miss Martian to turn into MILFs for him, and then they have sex.
Yeah.
You know, Black Canary. Anyway.
But speaking of, they did have that that entire thing in this week's episode with the Justice League trying to decide if they're going to add new members. And
there's a third Green Lantern.
No. No.
That joke was funny yesterday.
And if they're going to keep certain other members. And they didn't tell us what they decided, though. They just said that they all agreed on the decision.
Okay, we all agree. And then it ended.
Then it ends.
I'm like, damn it.
Like, what's your decision?
I bet we'll touch on it next week. I bet we'll be an episode or two at least.
Probably.
Yeah. Who are you keeping? Are you keeping Dr. Fate and Captain Marvel? I need to know.
Well, I think if they kick Dr. Fate off, they're all going to die.
It's frustrating because both after this and Green Lantern, like, I'm used to, like, shows either if they're going to have an episode telling me what's going to happen next week without me having to check the guide. And, like, this one's just like, next week on DC Nation, in their tiny screen, and they just show, like, four scenes, and they're like, okay, thanks, bye. I'm like, wait, I want to know who gets picked for the Justice League. Okay.
When they get picked for the Justice League, okay.
I'll go to sleep now.
Okay, bye.
It was a good set of episodes.
Yeah, I liked both. I liked the whole block. Those little cartoons they air in between them are kind of obnoxious.
Yeah,
I don't watch them.
I'm like, fast forward, this is why you were invented.
I usually, like, I either fast forward through it because it's, like, scary, or I go get something to eat.
It's scary?
Yeah.
It's like when I like watch commercials, like I just use it as my time to go get something to eat or go take a piss.
That's why they were invented.
I know. Well, but there's four advertising things. No, there's so I can go pee.
There's four episodes left of the season, so the next one's about Death of Artemis and Red Arrow. Yeah.
How fucked up is their schedule? Well, they're doing Thanksgiving right now. The reason they do any sort of holiday reference or theme is so it can be around that time.
Well, it was supposed to if they would have aired them in an order.
I know, right? That's what I was saying. Is they should have just... They need to stop being stupid and making the Ben 10 Ultimate Alien and Alien Force seasons between 2 and 8 seasons.
Well, this This episode still wouldn't have aired anywhere even remotely close to Thanksgiving. It would have been wedged in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but...
Well, but still, it's around that
close
time.
Close enough.
Instead of March.
Yeah. But, I'm excited about... Just because the fact that season two is called Young Justice Invasion. That sounds like fun. I want an invasion. Actually, I'm more anxious to when they release a season one DVD, and then I can watch all the episodes.
I bet they're gonna they're setting up that Justice League meeting for the start of the next season of the cliffhanger.
Probably
be invaded by the High Priest.
Is this true? The wiki says that season two starts April 28th. There's no gap or anything.
That could be true.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because of how they do it. And they just started the DC Nation block, so I can't see them being like, DC Nation, all new, for like 3 weeks, and then every piece. Except for Green Lantern, because that just started.
And the first episode of Invasion's called Happy New Year.
See how off they are?
Happy New Year on April 28th.
Yay! April Fool's Day is late. April Fool's Day episode's going to be in July.
December, January. That'd have been up to the third week of January or so if they didn't. That's not important. Let's go on to the next show.
Oh, well. I guess we'll talk about Thundercats for, like, a minute since we have, like, the two big ones at the end.
Yeah.
Thundercats was cool. I like Panther.
It came back. I liked it.
All right. Moving on. Enough said.
Like, the episode was okay. I mean, it introduced new villains and gave Panther his robo arms that we knew was going to happen
because
of
the
toy.
I thought he was just going to learn to fight with his feet. Spoiler alert. I mentioned that before, but I guess you're right that he is a teenager, but it just seems so random. Like, within the span of like a minute line, I was like PMSing. You guys are fine. I'm all happy. No, you guys suck. I totally thought we were going to get it on, Chitara.
God. It's kind of obnoxious, really. Like, I love the show, and I think it's a great show, but that little storyline there just kind of bugs me.
Yeah. Like, it would have been better if they would have just kept it as a sort of a will-they-won't-they triangle that's kind of always there. Kind of like Gwen and Kevin were at the beginning, where it's just kind of a fun thing for banter instead of just solving it so quickly. Just to create conflict. I mean, there's already enough conflict that Tiger was going to murder Lionel when he was, like, 8 and voiced by Tara Strong or something. But I don't know.
Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hello, Chitara.
The new villains are kind of...
Yeah, they're okay.
I think they're modeled after...
Models?
Older villains, I don't remember, but whatever.
I'm sure they probably are. I wouldn't know that much. I didn't watch that much.
I'm wondering how long it's going to take to get an expansion to the Thunder Tank.
Oh, the toy?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Because it looks
like,
just like a giant brick that would attach to the Thunder Tank.
It's like a DLC for the Thunder Tank. What else? I want to know when Tigra, the 6-inch, is going to come out. Leon Bodez, too.
Oh, yeah,
he wants the truth.
I forgot that little fucker wasn't out yet.
I know, right? You should just
go
out.
Who, Leon Bow?
No, Tigra.
Leon
Bow. Tigan Bow. Brian's eating cheese. Is it?
No.
Damn it.
It's a peanut butter cup.
Fuck, that was close.
Oh my goodness, we just bought so many of those. Like, Easter candy.
It's a whole story, bro.
Alright, well, should we move on? Because there's not that much to say.
Yeah.
I have a penis.
What do we want to talk about first? Ben 10 or Digimon?
Kevin just has a problem to not fall asleep.
Pinky swear.
I'm pinky swear. I'm going to watch Eddie Izzard while you guys talk.
Okay. Okay, so Ben 10 or Digimon?
Ben 10.
Okay, so should we start with the movie?
Yes. No, start with the episode.
Yeah, no.
I thought you were going to say episodes. They're premature, yeah.
Well, I was just going in a chronological order because of what that takes place in the show. Anyway, okay, so the episode. So, it was pretty anticlimactic, in my opinion. Served much better airing it as a two-parter.
Yeah, like... I don't know. It was just kind of weird and... The stools? Kevin, turn your TV down.
The whole thing that frustrates me about it is that I don't really like it, but I think it had some good ideas.
Yeah.
Like the idea of Dagon was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it had good ideas, and like you said, the idea of Dagon's fine, but just like the execution right now, what's going to happen in the next episode, it's kind of all a big letdown.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, in the fact that I think that Vilgax overtakes Dagon, like, I kind of don't want Vilgax involved, but I didn't mind him impersonating him because it kind of let you know that how he was alive, and it introduced you to the concept of Dagon. Mm-hmm. But I would have preferred Dagon just be like, bitch, and then flicked Vilgax across the galaxy like Waybig did in the last series. So then it just takes him until, like, season 3 of Omniverse to find his way back, like, at this time. And, like, Dagon should have been the ultimate enemy. Because the ultimate enemy, that's not Vilgax. Because they make Dagon sound so powerful. He's conquered all these dimensions while looking like a squid.
Yeah.
He just made Vilgax naked.
I don't know. Dagon looking like Vilgax bothers me.
Yeah, I wish he would have been different enough.
Wasn't he
Vilgax,
like a dragon or something?
That's what I thought. Because of the Forever Knights. And they keep changing the damn Forever Knights origins. Which I would... I don't know.
The show just end?
It will next week. But it's frustrating because it was some good ideas there, like I said. Just frustrating, so... We will talk about the end next week.
Yeah, we will.
Now, do we want movie or preview?
Preview.
Okay. So Omniverse had a preview, and Kevin looks weird. Yeah, right, Kevin?
He does. Like, it's so obnoxiously weird.
Yeah. Like, I've definitely gotten used to the art style and warmed up to it, but... It just bothers me because there's no time gap. Like, I can maybe see if it was a couple years and he got buff and goth or something. He got boff. But it's just so drastic. Like, Gwen just looks like she just instantly transferred into the art style. And I really like Ben now because it looks like a more, teenage version of the original Ben.
Yeah.
Like, his hair's more all scraggy and stuff. I don't know.
Scraggy!
Oh, my God. In unison. But Kevin's design, I'm sure I'll get used to it. Like, when his voice comes out of it and moves around a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe he won't always look that stupid.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a circumstance kind of thing.
Maybe he'll go on Weight Watchers.
Maybe.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. But everything else looked really cool. The new transformation is like the old transformation, which I really like.
Blocks looks really cool, too.
He does. Except I'm still investigating whether he's a ripoff of Goop or not, because it's the same power, just on a different scale. I don't know. But it's still original enough. I'll give him that. It's not like a straight-up ripoff like Fast Track and Eidol.
Fast Track!
Jerry Rig! For no reason. Dude, Gray Matter. It's
Jerry Rig! What?
We're never getting a toy. I don't know. Fuck.
I'm not getting a toy, so I had to be in this episode. Even that's the only reason Eidol keeps showing up.
Pretty much.
And the reason you keep using forearms over and over again.
Forearms!
It's the reason you were forearms randomly that one episode for no reason.
He was just sitting there, and then he transformed back. I'm like, what? Ben just gets bored and transforms into forearms sometimes.
Forearms!
That Humongousaur moment when Ben turns into Humongousaur. I mean, forearms. Wow, that was great. Joke fail.
Humongousaur.
What else? I feel like there's something else to comment. Oh, Spider Monkey's got his new design. He's got a backpack now.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he really needs it. I'm glad that Derek Wyatt's Formspring, he said that all the aliens are going to have different placement of the Omnitrix, and they're going to have clothes, which I'm totally fine with, because Forearms is bordering on gay porn in this series, so I'm... And every
we all know you love gay porn, Dawson.
God, Kevin came back. And I guess every single alien is getting some sort of redesign.
Yeah.
More toys! But I'm definitely liking what I'm seeing so far. And apparently, like I was telling you earlier, it's supposed to go back a lot more to the spirit and ideas of the original series because they want to get back to having those ratings.
Right.
Because the original series was such a hit. So I'm really looking forward to kind of getting back to the original Ben 10 spirit. And no more Ultimates.
Yeah, I'm glad about that, because, like, not that I hate the Ultimates, but, like, it was just such a stupid gimmick when he has so many friggin' aliens.
I know. I still don't understand why they had to jump the number from 10,000 to 1,903,000. and growing. It's like 7,000 now when you scan those Andromeda 5.
Yeah.
Nerd. I sound like it's a nerd when I talk about things. Andromeda 5. But yeah, it's kind of a cool idea that I felt could have been exploited a lot later, considering the amount of aliens they can introduce. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it just has so much power already. It doesn't need even more. That would have been a more cool idea if the idea of Ben 10 just always stuck to 10. Like it was a watch that could just turn you into 10 aliens only.
Yeah.
And then having ultimate upgrades a few seasons down the line, that would have been fine. But not when you have, like, doubles the amount. You have, like, over 2 million possible transformations.
Yeah, like, before I was into the show, like, that always, like, confused me because I was like, okay, Ben 10, he turns into 10 different aliens, and then there was more than 10.
Yeah.
Like, but you're, no, okay.
It's just kind of because it rhymes now. And
yeah.
I mean, that's why I liked the idea of the Omnitrix having 10,000 aliens, so the Ben 10,000 makes more sense. And then I was thinking, why didn't they just start off calling the show Ben 10,000? Then they didn't have to bother explaining making all these new aliens in a Pokemon style to make you want more figures.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But yeah, the preview looks good, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope we get more little snippets, like, before the series comes out, like maybe like Cartoon Network previews every now and then.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
Yeah, there'll probably be promos and stuff. But I just thought it'd be cool. It'd be cool if, like, and from now until then, every time they showed the Omniverse preview, there was like a few different ones that circulated.
Right.
And I guess that the Omnitrix, like, the panel, because I was trying to figure out how it would slide out based on the toy, but I guess it goes on like a track. It's like almost like a train track, and it just slides up, so it just doesn't stick out. So I think that works pretty well. And it gave the opportunity for the Omnitrix to look a lot different.
I think it'll be cool.
It will be. It's going to have new sounds, too. They use the transformation sounds from the Ultimatrix in the preview, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's going to be the same sounds ever! And then it's like, no, calm down. It's just a promo. Maybe that's not Kevin's real design. No, it is. Sad piece.
It'll be the same sounds ever. It doesn't even make sense.
I know, I wanted to include Evar in there though, since I was in tangent mode. So now on to the movie. Destroy all aliens!
I really liked the movie, mostly because us back.
Yeah, back to the good days. Like, because it was made like in Korea or China or something, I thought it was going to be all weird, but it definitely did a good job of capturing the tone of the original
show. Oh yeah, like I was curious why they went with CGI, but I guess because they weren't used to animating that style or something.
I don't know.
That was probably
cheaper. Curious why they would go with that era, but then I read that thing today about the original series being huge overseas everywhere.
Right.
And it felt like a direct sequel to the... Not like a direct, like right after it happened, but like a pretty much direct sequel to Secret of the Omnitrix, following the events and things. But I just really liked it. Like the plot, I thought it sounded weirder than it did, but it wasn't so bad. It was actually pretty decent. Having Azimuth's dad and him transforming into a way big that looks weird despite none of the other alien mess-ups looking weird. And my only other complaint being that Ben had the new Omnitrix symbol on him despite having the old one. That only bothered me because... Well, I guess it would have bothered me either way, but because Waybig was designed in the original series.
Yeah.
Even if he did have warts on his face. It's fine, Waybig. We still love you.
We still love you, Waybig.
But it was awesome to see all the... hear all the old voice actors back for, like, Heat Blast and Four Arms.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
And they even got like original Azimuth back, which I was surprised at, and because they I was wondering how much they were gonna like try to mention anything or any gaps between that and the next series, and they mentioned like Gwen's mana and her powers like started evolving, so I thought it was a nice like start to the bridging of the gap.
Right.
Like I don't know or think that was intentional at all, but I think it did a good job of opening the fact that Kid Ben's gonna be back. And we'll start seeing some of those gaps filled.
Yeah, I don't think that was intentional either.
But I think it did a good job since it's like one of the last things you'll see before Omniverse.
Yeah.
And it was just really cool. And I guess I was reading, it was just a couple hours ago, I was reading on his form spring. I guess I'm just always on there finding out more information. But he said someone asked why his dad was younger, and he said that Azimuth transferred him into a clone body. I went, oh, Lord. It's the damn Emperor from the Star Wars Expanded Universe.
So he's a clone?
Yeah, like he transferred his dad's consciousness into a clone body, and he says Azimuth got his smarts from his mother's side. That's why his dad's like, blah, blah, blah. Pew, pew, pew. Die, Ben! What are you talking? Ben transforms right in front of him. Where'd the other alien go? Facepalm.
Facepalm.
He transformed in front of him like 3 times.
Where's the other one go? Facepalm.
Oh my god, it was great. But yeah, I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, I think they did a really good job on it.
It was nice.
Mom a lot.
It was nice because when it was over, I was thinking, oh, this is probably the last time I'll see that era, but now I know we're going to go back to it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh. I like
Your mom. Oh, fuck, we have Digimon still. I was going to say, oh, time for questions. Fuck, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Digimon.
No, we're busy.
Digital monsters.
Digimon are the champions.
So, I think the last time I talked about it, you said, like, a couple things because I hadn't caught up yet, so.
Let's just talk about the finale.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that, everything else episodic was just pretty much sucky.
Yeah, like, it didn't like get good until...
The last three.
77, I think?
Yeah, it was like 70... Or 76. 76 is when they had that episode with the bug hunting and...
It disappeared.
So... I didn't know what to think. I'm just gonna go ahead and skip straight to the end for a second. Is he really Bagramon?
I don't know!
I was like, no, you can't leave. No! But I was on Twitter, I was like...
He's like, I'm just kidding. I'm just the clockmaker. Go find my brother, bye.
And then he mentioned something about his brother. I'm like, wait, are you referencing Dark Nightmon? I don't know. Help! Did Goku be like, I hope he's reincarnated into a human? Is that what happened?
I don't know. And I didn't even register the younger brother Dark Nightmon thing until you said it.
Mind equals blown twice. Chris, help! Flash, Chris.
Right when I got done today, I wanted to go talk to Chris. I'm like, Chris, why are you? I need to talk to you.
Chris, you need to give us information as soon as possible. Flash.
Like, I didn't know what to think. I was all confused. I'm like, wait, what
Flash,
is he?
Chris,
is he not?
Flash.
And I thought Dark... Well, I guess they both did, but I thought Dark Nightmon was the one that gave out things.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck.
It's like, I only know one person that can make crossloaders. Bagramon.
Oh, but that's not true though, because Bagramon made Kirihas, Dark Nightmon made Nene and Yu's, and Omnimon made his Taiki's, if I remember, or at least he gave it to him. So maybe the old man should have been Omnimon.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah, because his spirit died in the human world, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck! Why am I smarter than these writers? That's a bad sign. Like, the ending was... It was definitely miles better than the episodic
stuff. Oh, it was... These last three episodes were so much better than everything during the actual show, but, like, in the end of things, it was still just a very generic Digimon ending.
Well, and also, it reminded me of the Bentown thing we just talked about, where there was a lot of good ideas presented that could have been executed not only in the finale, but throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That just weren't there. Like, I liked the premise of, like, Quartzmon being birthed from the merging of the worlds, sort of, the clashing.
Yeah.
And I liked that whole idea, but... And they didn't execute the cameos right. Like, I'm, like, totally burnt out on cameos, but why didn't all six of the fuckers fight him at the end instead of just, oh, Tiger Rule, I hate you! Why? Exactly.
Really?
And Taiki being put out of commission? I ain't even trying to hear that.
Really? They just served no purpose.
I know.
Like, I don't know. They were there, they fought...
They didn't even have the right voices.
They fought Diaboromon, and then nothing important happened,
honestly,
and then...
I was like, there's literally no excitement when they showed up, but when they started playing We're Crossheart and Team Crossheart lined up with all the crosses, I was like, oh my god, Fangasm. I started, like, seizuring because it was so awesome. That was the best part of the whole series, was seeing Team Crossheart back together. It was like a reunion tour for a band.
Miyakurasuhat!
But... And I hated that Tiger was like, oh, I'm going to surpass Taiki and take his place. I thought that Tiger should have just been the seventh hero, and then there's seven of them.
Yeah, that...
Because Taiki's so important.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I was entertained by it, but I felt...
Like, I was definitely entertained, and I definitely enjoyed it. It was just... I felt there were so many different things that they could have did that were better than what they did.
And the whole, Taiguru running off on his own without any of the team, much less the other five heroes, it took away from that whole team dynamic that the last series had.
Yeah.
Because even though there was a lot of focus on Taiki and Shoutmon, it was always about Team Crossheart. Team Crossheart. There's no I in Team Crossheart. There's a U in it, but there's no I.
I see what you did there.
But, and there's going to be a movie, though, right?
That's what they said. I don't know for sure.
Chris Flash, tell us all this.
As far as I know, there's going to be another movie. It's probably just them hunting Digimans.
On that note, I'm glad it kind of ended on that. When Chris said cliffhanger, I thought that it was going to be an unresolved final battle to be resolved in the movie, and I was all pissed before I even got in there. But I like it when it shows in like that, where like you know the characters are going to go on continuing adventuring, like Double. Yeah. Like, I'm still trying to get back in that Double conversation. I could go on about how I wanted to end with Joker, but then I also like when they just you end knowing the characters are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I was just so conflicted. I was very disappointed with Crosshunters as a whole.
Yeah, like, there's always the question on whether it's its own season or not.
I know, because it just could have been, and but then the way they planned it with the end, with Fagramon's origins, but that could have been easily, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Ryoma wasn't the douche and it was Astamon.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man, like I was right, but I wasn't.
He's like, what the, what the fuck happened to me? Astamon's like, oh, I'm Quartzmon. I'm like, oh, okay.
Did Astamon ever de-digivolve into Purple Gabumon or Psychmon?
Yeah, I thought he did.
Because I know he does it in the preview, but I don't remember it ever happening.
I thought he did in the show. Like, I don't remember
Maybe
for sure.
He did. Chris, three flashes. We need them all in by Monday. yeah, because I just always remember him being Astamon. Like, I know that little...
Like, I know he was obnoxiously Astamon, like, a lot.
Yeah.
But I thought I remembered him doing it once, but I could be just fucking delusional. That's always a possibility,
too. Could be the preview also, mind-fucking you.
Probably.
You feel the preview mind fucking you?
Yes, all the time, man.
Just joking. But yeah, I was overall just disappointed with it.
Yeah, like, it was definitely one of my favorite, like, Hunters episodes. But, I mean, that's not really saying much. That's like saying it's one of my favorite Forza episodes.
Oh, come on now. I'm tired of this crap.
And the weird ending, like with all their faces in the data, gave me that weird vibe from Tamers that I hate. Oh, fuck. And why was the Goonimon standing next to Takuya? Help!
It was that weird part from the end of Frontier where they're like, where are the souls and the union and the...
Oh my god.
I don't know.
It was very disappointing. Like, I feel like in a way it almost, like, dirtied the beautiful ending. Not ending, but just the beautiful story that Cross Wars was. That just would have been a nice ending there, where they defeated it.
Yeah.
I would almost rather just not have this at all and then just had an expanded sort of goodbye scene at the end, because it was just like, okay, bye. And I was only okay with that because I knew we were getting more, but I didn't know it wasn't going to be good.
Yeah, like, I mean, I honestly feel like this entire season could easily have just not existed and I really wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
Like, it did very little to expand Cross Wars' world.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just, there was very little I enjoyed compared to Cross Wars that just could have easily just done without it.
They didn't even do any cool crosses. Like, at the end, they exploited a few of them and they limited the crosses. And then
they were starting to do a cross at the end of the finale. I was like, oh my god, he's gonna cross with something. What is it? And then. Brave Snatcher! I'm like, fuck! That's not even a Digimon!
He ate that Brave out of that stripper snatch! Oh, anyway.
God.
What's he gonna say? Fuck my life. Oh, yeah, and then, like, I always assumed that maybe it's because at the time I thought this was gonna be, like, an official 7th season and run for 50 episodes, but I thought that everyone was gonna get an ultimate form, quote unquote. But then just Arresteramon got superior mode.
Yeah. Arresteramon superior mode. Like, you just got teeth and some extra armor.
And then you got Bagramon parts after that cross. I don't know.
I'm going to hate not knowing whether the clockmaker was Bagramon or not.
I know. Chris, you need to get on this. Maybe Chris knows something, because he, like, knows people or something. I don't know.
Knows people.
And, like, that, I don't like, if he is, I don't like that. Because Bagoromon was, like, pure evil. I thought it would have made more sense for him to be Dark Nightmon, or, well, I guess Omnimon the best, but Dark Nightmon maybe? Maybe it's because of what Chris told me about Dark Nightmon supposedly turning good if they went a different direction. He just seemed more redeemable for some reason. I don't know.
I wanted to take a shot at protecting the world. I wanted to destroy. What?
Like, literally, like, 10 minutes before that, in the middle of the episode, when they were all holding their cross loaders up, I was thinking, who's the old man? And I'm like, well, maybe he's just kind of like the Jedi of this world. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, nope, fuck, you're going to fuck your mind at the end. Thanks. Break me right before I leave. That was rude. I hate to be roofied right before I leave the episode. But... so confused. At the very least, they could have had all of the seven protagonists fighting together at the end. Instead of just Taigaroo. Damn it, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
My beloved Taiki struck down and they spread dirt all over him. Oh, well. Well, Chris, get on those information. Tell us about the movie, about Bagoromon, and what was the third one? Oh, yeah, what was the third one?
I don't remember anything.
Just tell us everything, Chris. Just flash and just write everything in a chart. Do a chart like John did. Just chart. Okay. Now let's get on to these Twitter questions quickly because I want to go to sleep.
Twitter questions of the week.
Yeah. We just speed this whole segment up. Now entering chipmunk mode.
I can't find the...
Kevin, it's time to wake up. I'm awake. Okay.
Kevin.
What?
Okay. We almost lost it.
No, I'm right here.
Twitter question of the week.
Okay. I got it.
I'm trying to find the question.
Just log in and go to mentions.
Okay, no, I got it. Okay. First is from Delix. If someone was
did you
holding...
do the little jingle? Because I don't remember hearing you do the jingle.
You were sleeping, really asshole. Fast.
I wasn't sleeping. I was. My mind was wandering away. But
here's again. Twitter question of the week. If someone was holding a gun to your head, what kind of gimmick would you like to see next year's rider?
Guns.
Guns. I like that answer.
I don't want a gimmick.
Yeah, I don't want a gimmick. But if you're gun to your head, I would die. I would just say, shoot me. Just shoot me now. Because you didn't put a no suicide clause in your question like John did. Boom, lawyered.
And here's Larzar's question about scales of 1 to 10 in Tiger and Bunny and Ryuki. I don't really understand your question, dude, so we're just going to skip it.
Yeah, could you elaborate? Mention on Twitter. What did you mean? You said if you could pick a scale of 1 to 10 and I couldn't pick
well,
Ryuki?
Well, it was on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being your favorite Tiger and Bunny. Who would win in a fight? Ryuki doesn't count. That doesn't make sense.
And I couldn't pick Ryuki? Why is Ryuki my favorite now? I want to know all of this. Please let us know and we can address it on next week.
It's because you're a retard.
The second part was on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being 10. Of course 10 is 10.
My answer is just Tommy, okay?
Mine's Jason.
So he actually asked, is there a rider where you hate the character but love the suit and vice versa? Feel free to do Sentai too.
Kaiza?
Yeah, I was going to say Kaiza.
Forze?
Forze is a good example.
Tiger?
I didn't like I don't particularly like Tiger's character either, but I thought
Ryuki
it was just
riders.
Stupid motivation. Yeah, pretty much all the Ryuki riders.
I would say Odin, but he didn't even have a character in either version. There's another specific.
There really isn't anyone in Sentai that I can think of.
I can't really think of anybody that I hate.
It's rare that you really have a really douche person in Sentai. I mean, I guess the Ghost Sagers, I don't really like them, but I like their suits, so.
Alita. Wait, I just hate him. He doesn't have a suit to save him. I don't know. So, yeah, those guys.
So. Angelic Arson asks, Dear Dawson, what will you do when Kevin finally goes crazy and decides to kill you?
Be dead.
Probably.
See, that was what we were talking about, Kevin.
Then he says, Hey, Kevin, after you kill Dawson, will you get him taxidermized by Chuck Testa?
Absolutely, and I'll leave a little opening so I can have hot sex with whatever I want.
Oh, God. I thought he was going to say, fuck no. Oh, well.
And I mean, what would I not want except a taxidermized Dawson Rider chilling in my house? It can be a drink tray. I can use him as a coffee table.
Oh, my God. It can be one of those, like, waiters holding out a tray at the entrance of a restaurant.
Yeah, he can be a coat rack. He can serve
hors d'oeuvres when he sneaks out because we look alike, apparently.
He can serve hors d'oeuvres at a party. He just holds the tray there.
I'm going to have a very rich and fulfilling life when I die.
There's so many uses for a taxidermized Dawson Rider. Why would you not have one? Someone breaks in, I can use him as a club.
Oh my God, that's great.
I could put him out front as a scare Jew to get to scare them away. So many uses.
Oh my God!
I think I'm happy.
Just think about all the activities. There's so many activities.
I mean, sure, Godai Yusuke has 2,000 skills, but taxidermized Dawson has 2,001 different uses.
Taxidermized Dawson is way more awesome than alive Yusuke.
Oh my God. Okay.
This is what happens when I answer questions when I'm asleep.
I think we're done now. What is your favorite kind of sandwich?
Fuck. Subway?
A fuck sandwich? That does sound kind of fun. Oh.
Cock meat sandwich?
Lunch meat and cheese.
Yeah, I like the cock meat sandwich.
Sounds delicious.
Alright. I usually eat a turkey sandwich. Those are good. I also really like peanut butter, but I eat everything peanut butter. Everybody knows that. Chicken I live salad? Off Reese's.
I like both. If hamburger counts, it's a sandwich.
Oats liver. Although roast beef sandwiches are good. I love roast beef.
I had Arby's today for lunch, and I want it again.
When I go to Arby's, I get chicken. Because I'm part black and I live off chicken. Actually, I'm all black. I'm 100% black, man.
Are you angry?
I'm very angry. Look, you can't tell I'm black because there's a color imbalance with my vlog camera, but I'm very black.
And in all pictures.
Yeah. It's just apparently, if you look at the picture of me and Adam Baldwin, apparently he's black as well. You get a color imbalance.
I always knew Adam Baldwin was black.
It's crazy. So, Chenix asks...
Jetix!
Why is it that in toku shows there isn't much hugging or just something to show emotion like when they think they're dead but not?
Because they're not homos.
I thought they did show emotion. I'm confused. I see a lot of hugging.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing a whole bunch of hugs. It's probably because they're not all touchy-feely emotional as we are.
Yeah, Japan doesn't really do that all that much. They're very... kind of
hands off.
Yeah, they're
don't touch
they
me.
Respect
don't
get, look, each other's space.
I mean, look at how you know the second that they think they might possibly have a cold a week from now, they put on one of those little masks and go to the hospital.
And then get IVs and
they
host live shows.
They do punch each other so they can feel each other's feelings through it, though.
Yeah, they do that.
I can respect your personal space by not hugging you, but I'm gonna punch your lights out. Man, what's wrong with you?
But
I want to see the real you.
Yeah, that would be why, because they just don't really do that much over there. What is your favorite legendary Pokemon?
Oh, fuck. I
Jesus.
Victini. So adorable.
My favorite legendary Pokemon.
Plus, it's fire and psychic. That's an awesome type combination.
Lugia.
Regigigas is pretty cool because...
Because he's got like a green afro.
If he says his name right, it'll sound like Reggie Bebop. And that just makes me think of like the Ninja Turtles and like Regigigas fuses Bebop. Or Reggie from Nintendo fuses Bebop too.
Cowboy Bebop.
Imagine the next E3 and like the Nintendo conference comes up there, and instead of normal Reggie, it's Warthog Reggie just gets up to do their presentation. You would die laughing. Let's see. Who do I have a favorite legendary? I don't know. I don't. But legendaries piss me off. I don't use them. They're too easy to capture on Pokeballs nowadays. Maybe it's just me being awesome. I don't know.
I just think Victini is adorable.
Victini is adorable.
all those little tiny ones are adorable. Jirachi, Celebi, Mew, Manaphy, Feeny.
Feeny! Oh my god, that was legendary. I need to watch that now just so I can laugh.
Feeny!
Oh, you know my favorite legendary? Kyurem, because it's like a giant ice penis.
Thank you. I keep saying he looks like an ice penis, and I'm like, what? I'm like, look at it, it's a dick!
It's a dick.
Believe
me. Shut up. I'm gonna dropkick an Oddish in your face.
Fucking Oddish, man.
Genesect's pretty badass, though.
Robotic Kabutops, rather. Never mind.
Kabutops.
It is.
But,
and I just have...
I never really thought about my favorite legendary before.
I call it Kabutops.
That's why I say Kabutops. I don't know why I say Kabutops.
That's why it sounded weird.
Fucking Japan.
Japan.
Yappin. Anyway, outside of the Toku fandom, is there any funny stories you can tell us? There's some I could tell you. I won't.
Too many to tell.
I would have to think about it, and I don't want to think. There's the time that we were talking, and then Kevin told us he worked at Bromart, and we laughed for about 2 hours.
We stayed up till 4 a.m. learning about how it's in school they tortured each other.
And that he has Cox Cable. And
oh my god, that was another great one. Cox on demand. Oh my god.
You people are dirty.
Yep, because you aren't.
Nope.
Yeah.
Funny
story. So there once was a man from Nantucket. Oh.
I mean, I have a lot of funny stories. I just can't really think of any right now.
Brian's entire life's been one big joke.
Pretty much.
Oh, I could tell one quickly about the wheelchair lady.
Okay.
Okay, so me and my friend, we're just driving around town, you know, fucking shit up. And so we're at a stoplight. Brian's already laughing.
Whoa.
There's a lady... There's a lady in a wheelchair getting ready to cross, right? And so she's kind of going
with
slow.
With what?
With a wheelchair. Oh, I get it. I get it.
Old lady cross up?
Wheelchair lady cross up. So my friend's like, I kind of feel bad for her. First of all, I didn't feel bad for her because I've seen people book it using their arms like that. And this is a funny story. Shut up. Stop breathing. Okay. So anyway... And then the light starts flashing. It's a long-ass way from each side of the driveway, so she knows she needs to hurry up. So right before she gets to this point where she's in front of a car where we can't see her, I see her start using her feet to pedal, Flintstone style. She's in a wheelchair. My friend's just staring, and then once she clears past the car and we can see her again, he goes, "Wait a minute." And I'm like, so this lady's Flintstone styling in the wheelchair. I'm like, why are you in the wheelchair if you can walk? You're still... Insurance scam just failed. What are you, Jeff? He just got up. Like, it cracked me up because, like, I feel sorry for that lady. It takes that whole time it took for her to clear that car for him to go, wait a minute. So I'm thinking, how are they not noticing that she's walking in that wheelchair? It's like skipping in crutches. Or doing somersaults in a cast. I don't know. It was pretty funny.
I have all kinds of funny stories. There was this one time that at Bandcamp. No. There's no flutes here, friends. No.
Which means it had to be destroyed. Which means we shot it and killed it and it died.
Me and my friends, we got in our friend's car. I don't remember why. We were just going to drive somewhere. Well, for some reason, he had a pirate hat in there and a pirate flag. So.
And he played Butt Pirates.
No, Philly Goot. We decided that would be a good idea to fly the pirate flag outside of the car window. And then my one friend, as we put up the cars, like the cars next to us at the red light, he would just yell pirate slang at them. I don't know why, but...
Let's make a show of it.
Yeah, but so what you have to imagine is that my friend is about 6'1", really skinny. And it was just hilarious to watch him hanging out of a car, yelling out R and... thing, I don't know. I think he was wearing the pirate hat, and the other side of the car, we were waving the pirate flag out the window. At one point, I put it through the sunroof. Just It was ridiculous. But in any case, that same friend. So I'm gonna try and keep this brief. This is a funny story. So I went to Catholic school, right? Right. This is New Orleans. This is what we have down here. So a lot of Catholic schools. So we had our religion class, and we had to do the class of the basis was like morality. So we had to do some kind of moral issue, make a video with like 5 points as to why it's wrong. Well, we decided on police brutality because we thought it would be funny to like beat on each other. Right. So my one friend, who is now about to become a priest, is dressed up as a woman. I don't have any correlation there, but it was funny. Right? He had like my sister's purse and my mother's skirt. It was hilarious. So I run down the street, I steal his purse, and I run off. Well, my friend, the real skinny one, he sees this robbery take place and he runs down the street. We pick it up at a Tasty Donuts that I live next, like down the street from. And my other two friends that were in the video were pretending to be cops. They knocked the donut out of my friend's hand as he's gesturing wildly while he talks. And so they get angry. Like, you made me drop my tasty donut. We actually zoom in on the donut, slow motion falling from the car window to the ground. They get out. They beat him with an umbrella. Not like a normal umbrella. Like one of those like Mardi Gras plastic cheap $2 umbrellas, because it was in my friend's car and it was funny. It was like purple, green, and gold and shit. It was hilarious. They then stuff him into the trunk of a car. I don't know how he fit, because he's 6'1" and he's really lanky, but he folded himself into a little ball and got in the back of the trunk. Right, so we got home. Well, they then beat him some more because it was even funnier. Well, we have a yellow lab at my house. If you hear a dog barking ever, it's our dog. We keep her in a kennel inside.
Ever? Every furniture. Dog barking ever is your dog?
During the podcast.
Oh.
Well, we thought it would be fun, and we pulled all the dog toys out. We then put my friend in the dog's kennel. We put a little sign on it marked jail, so you would know it was jail. We figured it was essential to do this. And basically just started making fun of him and mocking him while he's sitting there in the dog cage, shaking it, asking for food and his phone call and whatever else. And they were mocking him about making him drop the donut. And we spent the entire video just beating up on him because it was funny. And it wasn't until we were at the end of the day, we're like, oh shit, we didn't put those 5 things in there about why it's wrong. Let's add a segment.
Deleted scenes.
Yes, we just added an extra segment at the end where I'm sitting in a chair explaining why it's wrong, pretending to be the president. I don't know why. And then I just do this voice that came out as a cross between Bill Clinton and George Bush. I don't know where this came from, but it just kind of happened as I read from a script because we didn't know what else to do. And then my other friend, the one who was dressed as one before, decided he wanted to be the Pope. So we put a blanket around him and he spoke and mumbled gibberish and was the Pope. I don't know why, but we did it. And we somehow got an A on this assignment for stuffing my friend into a dog cage.
Because you acknowledged that it was wrong.
Yeah, we're really not sure. But everyone seemed to enjoy us beating up on him with Mardi Gras umbrellas. And we actually had filmed. We pulled down the back seat of the car and put the camera in the trunk to like film him in the trunk like he was actually there the whole time. But the battery died in the camera and all the footage was lost. But it was pretty fun and it was funny to do. And we thought the whole thing up in about 10 minutes. Kind of like we do with the podcast here at RRR. We thought the whole thing up in 10 minutes and then said, okay, let's go film this. And
sounds like us.
Yeah, that's what we did. And it was fun times. That's what our high school was like. Not all this Forza stuff with ring girls and glee clubs and I don't know, whatever. But it was fun times. That's only one of my many stories. I have many stories. Some of them involve me choking people and kicking little kids and
average day.
Yeah. Here
we'll just devote a segment one time to random funny stories.
Things that Kevin did to people and got away with. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll maybe have some stories then.
This one guy kicked in the face.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like, I've got a lot of stories that I can't think of any right now because I'm so on the spot.
Maybe for the anniversary episode in the fun time segment.
Maybe.
We can do that.
Okay, so next we have who is here from Fives Daniel? Who is your favorite Japanese and English anime voice actors? Johnny Young Bosch.
Both. Johnny Young Bosch for both.
And the guy who voices Wild Tiger.
Yeah, he is pretty awesome.
And
I also
Motaros.
Oh, he's awesome.
Taros, like, and any of the Taros? And Deneb.
Awesome. I happen to like I like Dan Green because he can change his voice every time, and he always talks in like this low, quiet tone. Oh wait, no, he doesn't. But he's still awesome. And it's most a lot of the four kids, not four kids, the Funimation people are pretty good.
Yeah, I like pretty much anyone with
Funimation. Well, the four kids Yu-Gi-Oh, the original Yu-Gi-Oh people were good. Most of the other crap they do is just awful. But
Sean Schimmel, Chris the Bats.
Because I really, outside of select cases, I really rarely pay attention to voice actors.
I know Brian
Scott
loves
McNeil. Stewart.
Brian really loves Eric Stewart.
Eric Stewart's awesome. He likes me.
He likes me. We're friends. We're going to his place for Thanksgiving. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm going.
But yeah, like, a lot of Pokemon people, Funimation people. Crispin Freeman.
Crispin Glover. Oh, wait.
Alert. Right. So, based on Tiger and Bunny hero suit designs, do you think Masakazu Katsura has potential to design rider suits? Yes!
Green.
Mighty Morphin.
Kiefer asks, 1. If you were given the chance to give any movie or video game a sequel, what would you choose?
Planet of the Apes 2001! We talked about this last night. I want to know what happens!
It was a bad movie.
I want to know.
Galaxy Quest 2.
Yes!
Video game Psychonauts 2. Psychonauts 1 was awesome.
The World Ends With You. I want another one of those. I don't know like how
they
that would
call
work
it the
exactly.
The World Ends With 2.
That's terrific. But I really love that game, and it's... I hate it when Square makes like game. Square and Square Enix makes like 5,000 Final Fantasy games and ignores all their other franchises. Yeah, that's awesome.
Mario RPG 2.
Yeah, it's called Mario and Luigi.
No, no, like an actual
Jack 4.
Like those characters.
I'd like to see a new version of Shadow of the Colossus. Game was awesome.
I would like to see you die.
Kamen Rider Double Double.
Double stuff.
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah, we need a new Pokemon game. I haven't had one in a while.
Technically, if they made a series with a new protagonist, it would be a sequel. Just Ash is all one series, sort of.
Oh, God. Right.
Ash is a homo.
Are there any games that received poor review scores that you actually really enjoy? I don't really pay too much attention to reviews, so I don't know.
I pay more attention to reviews.
The GameCube Ninja Turtle games all did really bad. Rightly so for a couple of them. But the third one, I thought it was actually really good. And it still didn't do very well. Because of the third one, they actually fixed the problems in the first two. Like the camera angle, and you could, like, they had all four turtles on the screen at one time, and they had like cool upgrades and stuff, and I thought that was just a really fun
game.
But most of the turtle games always get bad reviews, and Sonic, I think games don't do always that well either. Some of them, anyway.
Most of the Sonic games get horrible reviews. I usually like all of them.
Yeah, Rush though. I think Sonic Rush did well, but
yeah, everyone seemed to like the DS games and the Game Boy games.
Yeah, but most of the other ones don't do so well. And I found them all right.
I generally like Sonic games.
Yeah, I tend not to pay attention to the reviews because they're a bunch of talking heads to me, those people, and I'm like, fuck them. I mean, unless you have something like a legitimate grievance with the game, like, look, I pushed A and the Y button motion happened, then they should probably just shut the fuck up.
We pushed A and the Y button moved. That's what I thought you were going to say. Like the Y button just pops out.
I pushed A and the action for the Y button took place on the screen. Then we have a problem.
controller, dude.
Other than that, I mean, I really don't give a shit what they have to say. But, you know, that's what happens here. We just do things, we touch people, and, you know, things happen.
Cool
story, bro.
I don't really have an answer, because like I said, I don't really pay attention to the reviews all that much.
I kind of do now, just because there's so many games and the prices that I need to know exactly what I need to be playing. But there hasn't been as many, like, I feel like there's been, in the past, there was a lot more, like, shitty games. I can think of when X-Play used to review, like, a bunch of, like, random PS2 games that came out. So it's like, there's less games that I play that aren't, like, awesome. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. For TV Maniac Dawson, what is the most odd or obscure show that you've ever seen, not counting Toku?
Fuck. I thought about this. I couldn't think of anything specifically because if it's odd or obscure, I don't watch it. I'm like, that shit is fucked up and I don't watch it. So I'm going to answer the iCarly and Victorious April Fool's specials. That shit was crazy. Brian, you need to watch that. It'll change your life.
I'll get to it.
But if it looks too weird, I don't watch it because I don't like things that give me weird vibes. I feel like if I really searched the depths of my brain, I could probably think of one, but I really couldn't think of anyone right now.
Yeah, I really couldn't either. It'd probably be an anime, whatever it was. Like, Sergeant Frog's pretty wacky, but I wouldn't really call that odd or obscure. I mean, it's odd, but I wouldn't say obscure. Same thing with, like, FLCL or something. Like, they're really weird, but I wouldn't really call them obscure. Plus, they're technically foreign, so.
Like, I just don't know.
See, I don't really have an answer for that.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Toku Joe asks, what food would you make into a food droid?
Space food, to make it the actual concept I thought it was going to be.
Pizza.
That's a good answer. Popcorn.
It's just a face.
Ooh, popcorn. But that popcorn, I think, would end up too much like Poda choking.
No, it could be individual little popcorns that could fly around like the nuggets.
You're a queer.
What else do I enjoy? Cheese. Cheese droid.
String cheese food droid.
Yes.
That'd be neat. It could be all stringy and cheesy and gay.
Delicious.
Egg droids.
Shadow Rydera asks, what's with all the light speed hate? Carter was a good actor and the story of the Titanium Ranger was great. The season wasn't perfect but definitely didn't deserve all the hate it gets.
You wanna go?
Banned right there. Banned for life.
I don't hate light speed, but there's just so many things I don't enjoy about it, like any of the characters. I'll agree that Carter, the whatever the fuck his name was, Sean CW Clockwork, I don't know. He was a pretty competent actor. I mean, I'll give him that much, but I just didn't like Carter's character.
And Dawson hates lesbians. So.
Or any of the characters in that show. Like, I liked Titanium's design, and
I think his story was okay. It just wasn't the greatest. I feel like people get too excited over him just because he was an American.
I felt like his story could have been better dealt with. Only because they made certain choices that they did with him, only because of the simple fact that he couldn't be in the show as much as most Six Rangers could. So, because
they're cheap.
Like, that, in a way, kind of disappoints me, because there's so much that they could have did with that character that they didn't, because he was shoved off into the desert for half the show.
Because they have to use the Sentai footage, because who's ever heard of filming your own TV show? Oh, wait, that's every TV show. They film all their own footage. It's amazing. It happens every day. Sorry. I just thought that was funny. When I really think about it, I'm like, I can't think of any other shows that don't want to film their own footage.
That's why I think you can make a really good show if you just take all the Sentai suits and everything and just film your own shit. Yeah, it'd be more expensive, but you can make a really fucking awesome show.
And then you can make more money, and then...
Dragon Knight did it.
Dragon Knight used very little Ryuki footage.
And RPM did it.
So, with enough creativity, you can make a really awesome...
I mean, then there's the gaping plot hole that those demons were sealed away, and since somehow they were out and were able to save
raise
little young
Knight
Ryan...
And raise him.
They raised him, got him in the box. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. I don't know how they raised him, put him in the box, but then he wasn't in the box. He's a human. He can't go in the box, but they let him out. I don't...
Bullzord.
Bullzord.
I mean,
but, I mean, personally, like, the thing with me is, like, I just don't like the concept of, like, these rescue people fighting demons. Like, that's just, like, two sides that don't really correlate to me. I mean, I know it's like, oh, they had to because of GoGo 5, but that's just something that doesn't correlate in my mind. Like, oh, we're going to rescue people from demons.
And they weren't even rescue workers. They were people thrust into a rescue-themed show, but they weren't.
There were just a lot of things that contributed to
it. They had no rescue background, and also Dawson hates lesbians.
And I thought the cast was really bland and lifeless.
Yeah, he really hates lesbians.
God damn it. At least the team coming together made more sense than Lost Galaxy.
Mike!
Exactly, that just sums it up right there.
Mike,
when we kidnapped the mechanic on the ship and made him a ranger, what are you doing? Why is he a mechanic on a ship that's a museum? What are you
doing? Lost Galaxy is a mess.
Yeah.
Next.
Just not my cup of tea, bro.
I think what happened
like
was
coffee.
They still
coffee, did... yes. Not tea.
What happened was they had finished making the one giant story that was an NPR to space, and they didn't know how to make new characters every year.
They were rusty, so then they decided to use Sentai toys.
Yeah, like, they just didn't know what they were doing, so they screwed up a lot. That's why Lost Galaxy and Lightspeed were like, what do we do? Then Time Force was the shiz.
Lost Galaxy and Lightspeed in one word. Hashtag what the fuck?
Okay. Feist Daniel asks, what show or Kamen Rider shows are you intrigued to watch? Black and Black RX, that's it.
What he said.
I'm intrigued to watch them. I'm intrigued to watch Amazon eat people.
Nom 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 nom. Anyway.
Plus it's short, so I don't have to devote a lot of time to it.
And then Soap Wiki John, yay John!
He literally got that question in like an hour ago. It was like last.
Yeah, it was 2 hours ago. It was as we were recording, so good for you, bro. Out of all the TV movies you have watched, there have obviously been some questionable acting. Who would you say rank up as the worst attempts at acting you have ever seen? Nichi.
Yeah. At all costs. Is this like a show or like people?
Rick Medina?
He doesn't really specify.
So I was thinking,
who would you rank up there as the worst attempts at acting? So I assume people.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it. I couldn't think of a show that had all around. Samurai cast a lot of them.
Well, I saw this horse on a show once, and the horse was just not doing any good acting at all. I mean, I couldn't believe it was a horse.
Trying to think of something.
Lightspeed Rescue cast? Good segue.
Like, I don't notice it too much in, like, American television, because a lot of the times, like, the primetime shows and stuff go through a lot of effort in casting. So the actors are usually really good. I mean, like, children's shows and stuff are different because they don't find as talented of people, so the little acting pool's a lot smaller.
They scrape the bottom of the barrel for kids' TV, so and they figure kids won't notice the shitty acting, so...
I mean, there's some dubs that are really bad. I can't think of any off the top of my head lately, because dubbing's gotten really good, but... basically, anything, like, early 4Kids that wasn't, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon, like, kind of was terrible. Like, the 4Kids attempt at One Piece, that was a wreck.
Oh my god, you know what was awful was when they dubbed over Ultraman.
Oh god.
On the Fox box, the Ultraman Tiga. I tried watching like one episode of that and I couldn't make it 10 minutes in. I couldn't handle it. I wanted to kill myself.
Wavy?
Yes.
Anyway, yes, Dawson, waving. Now go sit down in the corner. There's a cookie. I wouldn't say this is an example of horrible acting, but it reminded me of the fact that whenever my friend and I watch Seinfeld, we always talk about how, like, all the other actors were actors and Jerry was more of a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can sort of tell the quality between their acting, but it's actually does a pretty good job. But it's more so the fact that he tends to crack easier. Like, you can see him holding back laughter a lot.
Yeah.
Or when he'll just straight up start smiling, and I don't know, it's just funny. You can just tell. I wouldn't say he's a horrible actor, but it's just it reminded me of that.
I'll say he's a horrible actor.
Well.
Your mom was a horrible actor last night.
I think
night.
He did a pretty decent
bad.
Job compared to, like, Naji. He looks like damn Oscar winner compared to Naji. At all costs! Come on.
Jaden.
Like, I don't know who he is, or, like, what kind of character he plays, because I only know because I had it on the other day after watching The Voice. But whoever plays that teenage boy in Smash is probably, like, the worst person I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
He had, like, Naji levels of...
Teenage... I don't know. I haven't seen that show.
But yeah, I don't know.
I haven't watched Smash. I just know Catherine McPhee's in it.
Yeah.
She's kind of hot.
They smash things. It's about pumpkins.
Oh, and Robert Duncan McNeil works on it, so...
John watches it, I think, so he should know who I'm talking
Chris
about.
Watches it, too.
I think they have little conversations about it.
I feel like John has, like, a special relationship with everyone on the RR staff. Talks about OLT with me, and then he's got days with Kevin and Jeff, and then
I don't have
Chris.
A special relationship with... Oh, no, we share Big Brother stories together.
There you go.
We talk about Big Brother.
I'm Big Brother. Oh, that's a story.
Oh, my God, Brendan.
Save that.
Nobody gets between me and my man. Okay.
Have you been watching them on Amazing Race?
No, I haven't. My mother has, but I can't. I can barely take her on two seasons of Big Brother.
Just as obnoxious.
That's her personality. That is her personality. It is those two large things on her chest. That is her personality. Oh my God, Brendan. I love him so much. He's so awesome. I met him in like 10 minutes and I just know that I want to marry him. Yeah, you have problems. You're desperate for attention. That's fine. He'll give it to you until he realizes you're a psycho.
Or a walk in it.
Yep. Yeah, that's all. So now it's time for
final thingies. I have a thingy, and it's not final.
Yay!
Yay! Tradition. oh my God, I was in unison.
There's a picture here that the O's form Gokaigers are going to use the Gokai Galleon Buster, and DK is turning into Ichigo.
Yeah.
And then it shows the Go Buster O with the stupid modules on it again. That's all.
We said our announcement about the RR being its own show. RR in RR, so...
Yes, RR is its own show. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be threads up, hopefully.
Yeah, I need to do that. Do that tomorrow.
Next week. We promise it'll be the week after.
Oh, man.
Okay. So...
Whole show without Todd's reference. Woo!
Todd's! Orange! Bullsword!
That's how I, like, raced to get to the post to see the epic Scraggy. Like, this one's from Brian. It says casino. Money, 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 money. You didn't win anything, Brian.
Nope. Hey, you shut the fuck up. Yeah?
What?
I told you to shut the fuck up.
You shut up.
No. I don't wanna. You shut up.
Is that a small dog?
That's the swap note.
Wow.
It was asking if I played Nintendogs plus cats.
The correct answer is no. I don't think any Japanese reviewers have gotten Goku yet. Or just no one cares anymore. That's a possibility.
What is your next video going to be?
Hello, welcome to our season 2.
Your mother's a whore.
Damn.